Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's Nooner in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time to start your week off right with Michelle and the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our motivated Monday Live Studio audience is excited for Christmas week and our special Christmas show. We're going to talk a little Jesus. I mean, it's his birthday on Saturday. Make sure you reflect on what this holiday season is all about. We ain't slowing down for the holidays, and neither should you, because how you finish 2021 is how you start 2022. It's Database of Diamonds December and time to optimize yours. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Pick up your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's time to make your business, your life, and this country better. Take action, BLC. Boy, we need it now more than ever. Today's topics on episode 276, Fast Learning Tricks, How to Choose the Right Church. I'm going to love that segment. Overcoming Emotional Eating, Coping with Grief During the Holidays, Connecting with Nature, COVID, Non-Vaccine, Bioweapon Facts, Common Sense, Freedom, Love, and Organization. January 6th, The Truth. Oh, The Truth. And The Movie with special guest Dr. Carrie Madej, Tina Horlacher, and Pastor Dave Scarlett. All of this delivered by our partners at Everything Home, Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. The good people. Doing good business and good things. Today's lineup is loaded with some incredible content and great guests. First up, Don Sebsik, tips and tricks for quick learning and retention, and the fastest free math tutor on the planet. Especially, you're going to need this, all you home schooling peeps. Dr. Mike Spaulding, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima, and talk radio show host. How to Choose the Right Church. Renee Jones, emotional eating counselor. Finally, get off the diet yo-yo. Live your best life now. Dr. C. Love, author, speaker, and life coach. How to cope with grief and loss during the holidays. Joanne Solomon, artist, author, and wildlife advocate. Connecting with nature, especially during this time of being grateful. And sitting shotgun in Michelle's patriotic soapbox are three. Yes, you got it. Three special guests. At 1 p.m., Dr. Carrie Madej. She's one of the first doctors to pull out a microscope and take a look at what's under, or shall I say, what is in the ninth vaccine bioweapon, and discuss in detail the hijacking of our genome, the hydrogel, and transhumanism. At 1:30, Tina Horlacher. She's the founder of We Can Act, a nonprofit that's promoting free speech, religious liberty, election integrity, secure borders, medical freedom, and common sense education. Only a couple years ago, that was called normal people. And at 2 p.m., Pastor Dave Scarlett, he founded His Glory to spread the word of God to the nations and restore freedom to we the people. He recently produced the new documentary, Capital Punishment, which reveals the truth about January 6th. Oh, my, it is loaded with facts. Watch the trailer and buy the movie for only $9.99 with promo code HOME. 5% is donated to our nonprofit organizations and groups promoting this. Pets, kids, and freedom. You can check that on our website, everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. So be sure to stick around for the entire show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeaboutus.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their own shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the Ultimate Resource Platform. A breaking news. Omicron. OMG. Here we go again. Saturday Night Live shut down their show this weekend, which was the signal to let the lockdowns begin. Except this time it's going to be worse because they're coming after your body and your kids with their non-vaccine bioweapon. And Joe Biden is delivering a special speech tomorrow with new measures and a stark warning for all the smart, common sense, cap-wearing peeps who did not take the non-vaccine bioweapon. Don't fall for the lives, people. And propaganda yet again. None of this was ever a pandemic. It was a political propaganda pandemic. And do not comply. Stand up. Find like-minded people to join forces with. Number two, fear false evidence appearing real. Arm yourself with facts and supplements. Head over to our COVID facts tabs on our website. There's episodes from the experts, the protocols, the treatments, the supplements, and much more. Everything you need to get on with your life and go back to normal. We've got to stop the tyranny of 1205. I'm on track here. It is December 20th, day 645 of 15 days to slow the spread. That is right. Day 645 days of lies. 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
And by the way, BTW, it's day 332 of the Joe Biden Nazi regime, which is the most successful administration in the history of America at accomplishing their agenda of destroying our country. And he's also the largest. That's right, Biden. Joe Biden is the largest trafficker of human and sex slaves on the planet. I think we need a little Christmas festivities before we head in to the rest of the show.
Every who down in Whoville was tired of hiding. Even the Grinch was tired of Biden. For Sleepy Joe stole the old Grinch's thunder. This Christmas, Joe Biden would pillage and plunder. Joe Biden capitalized on the COVID craze when he told the Whos,
"You cannot be traveling during these holidays."
When the Whos complained that he was no fun, Biden exclaimed,
"Tell that to all the people who went to World War I."
And Cindy Lou Who, she cries and she begs, but all Biden tells her is,
"I got hairy legs."
When the Grinch heard of this Christmas ban, he quoted Joe Biden and said,
"Come on, man."
So this Christmas, if you have a longing to get funky, sit down and ask yourself, what are you, a junkie?
Will you shut up, man?
That's great.
Thank you.
That's great.
Just an FYI, that was from last year, okay? So again, we're living in a time warp. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everyday Thing Home Socially Conscious Phone Network and Marketplace. Just a reminder, when you can play the same thing over a year later and it still applies, you see the propaganda. You see how it's all planned, people. All righty, let's do this. Today's topic's on episode 276, Fast Learning Tricks, How to Choose the Right Church, Overcoming Emotional Eating, Coping with Grief During the Holidays, Connecting with Nature, COVID, Non-Vaccine Bioweapon Facts, Common Sense, Freedom, Love, and Organization, January 6th, The Truth, The Movie, with special guest Dr. Carrie Madej, Tina Horlacher, and Pastor Dave, for his second appearance. Good man.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Well, I just realized that the button on the show in order to stream live wasn't going through, right? So, it's probably, that restream is probably censored and shut me down. Let's see if we can get this to go. It's streaming through one of them. All right, bear with me here. It's only 12:08. I got a little bit of time. And Dr. Sula texted in that she's not able to make it. So I have a little bit of time there, Don. Give me one second here, buddy, while I okay. I mean, did they really do it? Did they really shut me down? Oh, my goodness. Look at this. No streaming. I'm toggling all. Okay, bear with me, peeps. All right, so what it is when you go to stream, like I'm on live. I'm on Blog Talk Radio Live, right? Because that's my platform. Let me explain how this works. So that is the platform that I use to stream live directly. And then I use something called Restream and OBS. Now, when you do that, for those of you who are caring to listen for a second here, it actually allows you to restream on multiple platforms, social media like Facebook. Well, I can't do Facebook. Facebook has banned us, okay? So it would be LinkedIn, and it would be the Rumble. It would be Twitter, the Clout Hub, and also, what's the other one? Oh, YouTube. Yeah, but we got to take those down right after they go on because they censor us too. So anyway, it is showing on here that they're all offline. my God. It doesn't matter. You could still get it on the podcast player when it's done, but if you're listening live, you need to head over. Well, if you're listening live, you're only on Blog Talk Radio. I'm telling you. So Restreams is on me, is thereafter. All right, let's get on with the show. I'm had it with these censorship. These Nazis are just out of control. All right, let's do this, peeps. Let's get back on track here. I'll play with it while we're talking. All righty, my first up is, did I do the Rumble? I don't even know. Let's just get into it. My first guest, Donna Sebsick. He's a master of learning and founder of Math Celebrity, the fastest math tutor on the planet. Audience, big round of applause for my friend Don. Don, thanks for bearing with me while I was trying to assess the situation. How are you today?
I feel good. I'm sorry to hear you're having Restream problems, but I hope it gets worked out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just noticing that they all say offline, right? But yet, I don't know, dude. I kind of just given up on the, you know, it's interesting. We'll talk censorship here for a second. So I was listening to one of the people that's been on the show before. I don't remember. I get them all mixed up because there's so many that I listen to that have come on the show. And one of them was saying how literally within the next couple of weeks, you're going to see mass amounts of censorship in all different ways from all of these platforms that we so heavily rely on to spread information and facts, truth, and get content from. And I wonder if this is just the beginnings of it. But anyway, so tell us what's going on with some fast learning tricks and tips because, you know, the people that took the non-vaccine, they're a little slow there, Don. They're not quite processing. They've actually, you know, sacrificed their humanism. They're actually transhumanism. So they need some help to get a little bit faster because they're not retaining like they used to. Their brains are a little fuzzy.
Well, your timing's interesting. So I've got three mental models for your audience today, and the first one has to do with what you just talked about. So the first mental model is called decision fatigue. If we assume that the brain has a limited amount of energy, as you just brought up with certain people, then each decision drains its power like a battery. So decision fatigue creeps into many places in our life, including criminal sentencing. So there's a study out there by researchers at Stanford and Ben-Gurion universities. And what it found is after analyzing more than 1,100 court decisions, judges deciding parole cases were 70% more likely to approve parole for prisoners who appeared early in the morning versus those who appeared later in the day. So what's happening is over time, especially before lunch, the judges are starting to get decision fatigue. Their mind's on lunch and not on the cases. And so certain parolees are suffering because of it. And it's also why Mark Zuckerberg said, and I know he's not your favorite person, but this applies here. It's why Mark Zuckerberg said in an interview that he wears the same gray T-shirt just about every day because it's one less decision he's got to make. So it frees up brain power.
No, but go ahead. He's an ass. Okay, go ahead. I just had to say it. Literally. I can go on for
all right,
days.
I'm going to make a note.
I just had to get it out. I'm not allowing him to get away with that, but go ahead.
Second mental model goes like this. Life is a constant iteration or an A-B test. So for your listeners that aren't familiar, an A-B test is when you do an experiment either with something like classrooms or sports or with something in your life. You keep everything the same as it's always been, but you make one change. And then what you do is you see over time, did that change improve your life, keep it the same, or make it worse? If it improved your life, you keep it, and now this new life becomes what's called the control. So here's an example I use with one of my students. The control is the student had been studying alone. They got an average score of 75 on their math tests. So I suggested an A-B test. Why not study with the smartest kid in class? So they did that over the next 6 weeks, and they averaged a score of 82 on their tests. So the result is a 7-point average increase on tests, holding everything else in their life the same with the exception of who they're studying with. So I don't know about you, but if I see that result, my new life in math class is going to be spending as much time with the smart kid as humanly possible. And so the third mental model comes from science, and it's called inertia. So if you recall Newton's first law of motion, he says an object at rest stays at rest. So imagine you're a rock in the sand on the beach. Without wind, waves, or people, you'd never move. You lay there basking in the sun, happier than a fat pig laying in turds. And I use this example because it represents humans. We have a default state of laziness. So our life becomes a constant battle of fighting against inertia. And I'm going to use another example from math students on how to fight this. So there's something out there called the Pomodoro technique, and it's a time management system. And what the way it works is this. You break your workday into 25-minute chunks separated by 5-minute breaks, and you can do 3 or 4 of these sessions, and then you could stop for the day. So for each Pomodoro session, you get an egg timer or a timer on your phone, and you set it to 25 minutes. And here's the rules. You got to put your math book and your homework on the table. You can't bring your phone, and you have to sit in your chair. During this time, you can't get up from the chair. You could stare off into space, twiddle your thumbs, or doodle on the paper, but you can't get up from the chair. Now, what happens is by introducing this time constraint as well as the chair, two things happen. First, shorter work bursts mean more attention span. And second, after a few minutes when the student realizes they can't do anything else sitting at the desk, they figure out they might as well do some homework. And so that's kind of the magic behind these mental models.
It's so funny. They're like, well, I can't do anything else here because I've done absolutely everything but what I'm supposed to, which is my homework. So I might as well just go ahead and do my homework finally.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of we're not forcing you. We're just going to keep taking away choices until you comply.
Sounds like now. We're just going to keep taking away every single bit of your freedom so you're left with nothing that you have nothing and you'll love it. I believe that was the World Economic Forum. You'll have nothing and you will love it. So, Don, any special message for everybody here at the Christmas time of the year?
Yeah, so when school gets back in session and when parents feel like saving time in their day and reducing stress with math homework, why not check out the free math tutor, www.mathcelebrity.com, mathcelebrity.com.
And it's amazing. It's for every level of education. It cuts down on the parents' time for participation. Kids get a chance to actually learn a different way, meaning the opposite of the indoctrination centers in which they're being programmed to learn in their quote-unquote school systems. This way they can actually understand why they're doing what they're doing, and that actually helps them in every category of life, and they can understand and they can apply as opposed to just like memorizing, because that gets you nowhere. Because what are you memorizing? You're memorizing what a bunch of Nazis told you to memorize. Not good, guys. Not good. So yeah, this will help your child in every aspect, and some of the adults too. Give the website one more time, Don, would you?
Sure, www.mathcelebrity.com. And we just crossed 7 million visitors this year as well, so that's a new record for us.
Wow, that is amazing. Congratulations. You deserve it. It is an incredible application, and I'm sure no one describes your app the way that I do on this very show, Don. So I hope you appreciate that. Have a very Merry Christmas, my friend. A Happy New Year, and we will talk to you in the January.
Merry Christmas. Thanks again.
You're welcome. You are welcome, my friend. Yes, definitely check out the app. I'm telling you, peeps, it even has like calculus and advanced stuff. It will save the parents time and it will teach the kids on how to actually learn. Oh my God, they'll actually know what they're doing. So let's see, we are at 12:18. I am a little over. But before we jump on to the next one, I just wanted to give you I'm not going to tell you what I did yesterday. I'm going to do that a little bit later in the show when I have a little bit more segments. But since it is tis the season, head over to our Marketplace tab, right? You can go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, check the, that's like the table of contents. So that gives you all the listings of the different website pages, the social media, in order to follow us and join our community. I want you to join the newsletter because of censorship, right? I'm telling you, there's censorship going on right now. Like I got a message from Facebook today that said, you cannot post that website. And I was like, here we go again. Cause they were allowing me to do everythinghomelive.com. So they were allowing me to do that and for like a couple of weeks. And all of a sudden, boom, today, bad, not allowed. Brr. So I backdoored them and I threw in the link for Rumble. See, you can get around it, but it is a pain in the ass. And it is limiting. Your hands are tied, right? And that's what happens. Your hands get tied. Or what's coming next? Handcuffed, right? So you watch. Interesting to see what the idiot in the Joe Biden Nazi regime is going to say tomorrow to try to more inconvenience your life, take away your freedom. But anyway, head over to the Marketplace tab. Go over to there and go check out all the products and services that we have. It's more than 57, but I have to say 57, otherwise I got to change everything. 57 different well-known websites and brands, including MyPillow, the flagship company where I wore my shirt. This awesome sweatshirt that I got from Steve Stern over the owner at the Flag Shirt Company, all kinds of patriotic gear, amazing stuff, really quality, nice deal. I wore that down to the Turning Points event, which I'll tell you about in a little bit. I wore that down yesterday, got a lot of compliments on that, plus my hat. So go check out all the information, all the great products and services, get stuff for Christmas, get stuff afterwards. Promo code for MyPillow, Home, H-O-M-E, Big Mike over there. Mike Lindell donates 20% to our nonprofit partners and group supporting Vets, Pets, Kids, and Freedom. Again, there's 57 different well-known websites and brands donating 2 to 20%. And you always are going to pay less than if you went to the websites directly. So go check that out. Support amazing organizations and groups that we're working with that are fighting for your freedoms, people. You know, the like-minded people that I want you to follow and like. All right, 1220, I got to bring on my buddy. So my next guest, Mr. Or shall I say doctor? I mean, lots of school deserves the word, the title of a doctor, Dr. Mike Spaulding. He is the pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima in Ohio and the host of the Soaring Eagle radio show and the Transforming Word audience. Big round of applause.
Hello. Hello.
Dr.
Michelle,
Mike, the audience
today?
I'm good. Audience was dozing off. They had a couple hot toddies this morning before the show started, and the two of them were sleeping. So, like for the elves, these little elves, 'tis the season. What are you going to do, right?
Well, we'll get them rattled today, though.
So, did you happen to notice the title of the segment that I put out there for you? Did you see that? Did you see what I did for you? Mm-hmm.
I did.
So
the
segment, how to choose the right church, and the reason why I didn't put the word you use is because A, I couldn't pronounce it, and B, I wasn't sure what it meant, so you could talk about it in the segment. So I got a dummy step down for myself so that I can understand, you know, my kindergarten questions, especially when it comes to faith and religion and things like that, because, you know, we don't learn these things in school. We certainly didn't learn them in Catholic school or in CCB, which is kind of where you thought you would be learning these things, but we didn't. I went through both of those things, and I didn't learn. I learned more from a TV show than I did what was I learned in school. But so why don't you tell them how you came up with this amazing handout that you have, and then I'll let you take it from there so you can pronounce that word that I have no idea how to pronounce it.
Absolutely. Well, it takes a bit of a word study exercise, Michelle. Ecclesia, some people pronounce it ecclesia. I pronounce it ecclesia. And what it means in the Greek is called out ones. So when you find church, the word church in the New Testament, the Greek behind that is actually ecclesia. And the two words have very different meanings. I, along with many other scholars, believe that the translators deliberately used church to place the called out ones, the assembly of believers, under the authority of government. Now, that should just send shivers up your spine thinking about that. Ecclesia means called out ones, separated from. We have one king, and that is King Jesus. So anyway, that's where that word came from. You mentioned the 15 characteristics. You know, I really had to work hard to get that down to 15, but I didn't want it to be a book. That's coming. I've got an ebook that I'm working on right now that's going to expand on those 15 characteristics. But, Michelle, I thought I would share just a couple of those characteristics as a teaser for your audience, and they can get that resource free from your platform, and I'm going to make it available on mine as well. But the tragedy of the times in which we live, and we can point to many things, Michelle, but for me as a pastor, the tragedy is that much, not all, much of the organized, visible brick-and-mortar church has betrayed us. They have left us on the field of battle, and that is criminal. They betrayed Jesus a long time ago, and too many Christians tolerated that. That in itself was tragic, but what they've done to Americans today, well, it goes beyond tragic. It actually is criminal. So I have people contacting me all the time, Michelle, asking if I can direct them to a solid church, because the church that they're in They're all about social justice, the woke, the new, I call them wokesters, like gangsters, because that's what the wokesters are. All of the woke heresies, the BLM, the Antifa, and progressive politics, and all of this has infiltrated the church and has corrupted it and taken it completely off the rails. So people contact me all the time. Do you know of one in my area? And I do my best to try and find one that I'm familiar with. And if I'm not familiar with one, I tell them, I don't know. Here's a sister church that they would hold the same theology doctrine that I do, but you still have to check them out, because I can't vouch for everybody. Just because they carry the name doesn't necessarily mean that they're solid. So what constitutes a solid Bible teaching, Bible practicing body of believers, and ecclesia called out from this beast system, this Babylonian religious whore that we find ourselves living under today? What constitutes that? So a few of those things I just wanted to touch on today for sake of brevity. But here's one that may shock people. Is the leadership aware of current events and issues, and do they speak on those topics during your gatherings? Now,
I'd say most of them don't.
Just guess. Yeah, and I'd say most of them do not. They certainly don't. They may be aware of them, Michelle, but they're certainly not going to bring them up, and heaven forbid that they should offer an opinion one way or another. So as you're looking for a good place to worship and serve God, look to see, is the leadership aware, and are they speaking out about those issues? You know, a generation ago, ministry leaders did speak about all of those things, and they said, this is what the scripture has to say about those things. I think we're
Isn't that the purpose of the church?
The rotten fruit.
Right, but isn't that their purpose?
Okay.
Their purpose is, because it's about community, right? And it's about helping people within the community, and it's a place to gather and for support and for them to discuss what's going on in the community. And that's current events, because it affects people's lives, and how to relate that to what Jesus do, right? Or what God is comparing it to. So I don't, you know, it goes back to money, goes back to power, goes back to control. And we've talked about that in previous episodes and with some other pastors. So it makes all the sense in the world, but it's up to us to go ahead and not participate, and especially do not give these people money. Come on. Now you're feeding the fuel. Like, literally, you might as well just give money to demons is what you're doing. Just, here, demon, do more demon stuff, and I'll give you $20. It's crazy. So give me the next one, would you? Demons.
Yeah. So one that's important, because it has implications for other areas, is does that local body of believers that you're considering joining, do they stand against abortion? And I'm not talking about just giving lip service to the sanctity of life, but are they actively standing against the murder of the unborn? Personally, I believe that Christians should be abolitionists, even while knowing that the political system that we live in today is going to do everything that it can to allow for and continue this barbaric act of what I describe as child sacrifice. Listen, if we will not protect the most vulnerable and the most innocent of lives among us, what hopes do we have to stop, quote-unquote, mercy killing, euthanasia, which will lead, it has been demonstrated in history, which will lead to exterminating or euthanizing the infirmed, those that we consider not worthy of life? It's already happening, selective abortions going on right now. It will move into, has moved into, exterminating and euthanizing people that are already living but not considered to be valuable contributors to society. We've already got ethics professors in this nation that are talking about life scoring systems. Is your life worth living? Is your life worth expending funds in providing medical service? We have to stand against this. Everything else is behind that. If this falls, Michelle, all of these other things are going to follow suit, and we're going to be in serious trouble. And I already mentioned another one, and that is, does this body of believers stand against progressive politics? And really, any political viewpoint that doesn't honor God and his word, we need to stand against. So it doesn't matter if it's the demon rats or the Republicans or the so-called independents. I'm not sure what they're thinking, but there's only one classification in Washington, D.C. For me, they're all swamp rats. Now, there are a handful of exceptions.
They're all demons they are. Yeah.
They're all demon rats. Yes, whether they're an R, a D, or an I.
Doesn't matter.
After their name. It doesn't matter anymore. You're absolutely right. And so that leads me to this final point. The solution is not coming out of Washington, D.C., folks. The solution is coming out of your home, your hometown, your county commissioners, your state legislature. We have got to win at the local level. We can't expect anything from Washington, D.C., and if we don't stand up now, Michelle, then
it's over.
It's over. It's over. So we must, now's the time. Now's the day to stand up.
Yeah, amen to that, my friend, in more ways than one. Give the website so people can get this. And, of course, this is going to be in my Take Action Toolkit, that toolkit that has all this information. But, Dr. Mike, give the website, would you?
Yeah. They can find this if they'll register on my website, thetransformingword.com, thetransformingword.com. Just sign up for alerts and the newsletter and information. They can sign up there, or they can sign up at drmikespalding.com, drmikespalding.com. Either one of those, sign up. I'll get it to you for free.
And then you'll get information on when he is live. So if you can't find a pastor or a church that is worthy of your time and your contributions, then make sure you can watch him live on Wednesdays and Sundays. And I'm not going to give you the information. You just sign up for his newsletter and alerts, and that way you can go check it out. And then I saw some cool hats and some other stuff. You got some swag. You got some cool swag from a good place to go spend your time in worship. So thank you, Dr. Mike Spalding. Tell your wife I said Merry Christmas to you also, and we'll talk to you in January, my friend. Happy New Year.
I will, Michelle. Bless Christmas to you and a Happy New Year. God bless.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Oh, see, there is ways to, it is literally the world we're living in. Oh, sorry about that, guys. And where we're headed, it literally dumps fire. I'm glad he brought up the information about Washington, D.C. And, if you've been listening to this show, if you live and listen to 5 minutes of any show, you know that anything that comes out of Washington, D.C. is bad news bears, and it is destructive, and it is nothing to help you, right? Because look at what we've done. We have taken the eye off the ball. We've talked about this many times before. We took the eye off the ball locally. We even let that people, the dumpster fire of D.C., kind of go run amok over the years, decades, right? And look where it is now. I mean, literally, this is the worst. This is the worst possible things going on in the entire country all at the same time by design. Don't think this is because of incompetence. Don't think this is because, that they made a mistake when they pulled out of Afghanistan. Oh, no. This is all by design. This is all planned. This is all the things that they're supposed to be doing. But I do want to read two quotes here. We're at 12:33, so I've got a little bit of buffer time because Dr. Seelov is not there. But I'm going to Renee Jones, who's a new partner on our platform, is going to mention some of the things about her segment just because of the time of the year. So before we jump into that, I just wanted to mention two quotes that are sitting here at the top of my quote page because it does parallels to what Dr. Mike Spalding was saying. So number one, those who stand for nothing fall for anything. Number two, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. So just a reminder, two cool quotes there, not to mention what we just talked about in the segment. It is really, now is the time to stand up, the time to get involved. I'll tell you, these lockdowns are coming. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for you. My body, my choice doesn't mean anything. You've got more freedoms that you can imagine. Most of them are already gone, but there's more coming. So again, if you want to participate, you want to gather, you want to be around like-minded peeps, talk about your business, talk about your organization, get some amazing groups to get involved in, especially you can do some things locally and support other people with the same kind of mindset. You could join our Save My Freedom movement, savemyfreedom.us, and go ahead and join our groups, our in-person and our virtual groups. And then that way we can all get to know one another. We're supporting small business owners, entrepreneurs, influencers, and purpose-driven people who are ready to stand up, take action, and support patriots who love America. So we've got to do, you don't want to support the bad peeps, you know, the demons out there, these big companies. You want to support the small biz. And then we also want to get together and support the different organizations and get involved locally with your community. We're on CloudHub, Facebook, and Facebook and Clubhouse. You can text ACTION. And that's 1976, 1976, text the word ACTION. If you join our newsletter, you'll get all this information. You'll get the Take Action Toolkit for free, which has some amazing information for from our partners that are on the platform, all about take action items to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. All right, 12:35. I'm going to bring on my new friend. My new friend is Renee Jones. Renee Jones is an emotional eating counselor and founder of Pack Your Own Bag, who spent 40 years on the diet yo-yo before overcoming her emotional eating, lost the weight, and maintained her goal for 9 years. Wow, 9 years is a long time. Audience, big round of applause. It's time to put down the fork. Renee, how are you today, my new friend?
I'm well, Michelle. How are you?
I am good. Thanks for being patient. I was, I kind of go up. Sometimes I go on these little rants, right? I call them little soapboxes because it's something that a guest might say sparks something that was recent, something that needs to just be reiterated or kind of driven home for the audience to just go, okay, I'm paying attention now, because there's just so much going on the planet that we really need to take extra attention. It can't put the ostrich with the head in the sand anymore. There's too much at risk when it comes to business and life in general, and then, of course, in your community. So since you are new, my friend, tell us a little bit about you, and then let's jump into the segment, especially for this time of the year.
Yes. Well, I'm Renee. I'm from Texas. I am a counselor and coach with a master's degree in marriage and family counseling, and I spent 20 years as a hospital and hospice chaplain. But now I help women lose their weight and keep it off.
I can tell you right now, since Thanksgiving, I've put on about 5 or 7 pounds, and you can see it.
Most people do.
the part that's the worst, for at least women, and men probably not as much right away, you see it in your face. You're like, oh, no, there's fatty again. We were doing so good just before Thanksgiving, and the evil fat twin shows up. So,
well, I call that time between Thanksgiving and Christmas the 6-week food orgy.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do. We just go from one party or to another straight through the new year.
Well, and I didn't necessarily even do that. I just said, you know, I'm hungry. And I didn't care. I didn't look at the clock. I wasn't looking at portions. And I actually literally over the past couple of weeks have said, we've had people on, we're talking about nutrition and things like that. You know, you worked so hard all year, and then this last 6 weeks or so, you blow it. And I noticed it. I noticed in the photos that I took yesterday, I was like, oh, wow. Because when you're in the mirror, you don't notice it. It's when you see a photo and you're like, whoa. But anyway, so what?
Two dimensions are deadly.
Yeah. So what do we do to kind of identify the issue, or how do we combat it, or what worked for you?
Well, overcoming the emotional part of it, because what happens is we tend to stuff down our feelings and follow it with a food chaser. And the mantra that got me through was, face your stuff, don't stuff your face.
Ooh.
Because when we're not eating for emotional reasons, we really save a whole bunch of calories.
What is that the case? Like, I don't eat for emotional reasons. I actually eat because I'm hungry, right? Or it tastes good. So I don't eat because I'm upset or whatever. No, I eat because I'm hungry, and because even though I'm kind of full, it tasted so good, I'm going to have a little bit more. So that's a whole nother issue. That's not emotional eating. That is just stupid, because I know what my limits are. Okay. So there's a difference there. So people identify, do you really have an emotional eating issue, or are you just being irresponsible, an adult, and being stupid like me, when you know that you don't put extra in. But for the ones that do, really, like Oprah, okay, here's a perfect example. Over the years, Oprah has been up and down and up and down. I mean, you know, she's long gone from the days where she walked across that stage back in the late 80s with her red wagon and her size 6 jeans. I mean, that was literally for like an hour and a half. And then, boom, she started eating again, and big Oprah came back out. But she says it's really emotional reasons. So, yes, you have to keep in mind, Oprah is the type of person, she has enough money that she can hire somebody to not only cook for her, but to follow her around and take food out of her hands, like the Twinkie and anything else that she shouldn't be eating. So if she can't do it, right, then yes, you know, then obviously that there's got to be, and of course, you know, she's supposed to be like such a strong woman, right? But she still has issues. So don't beat yourself up too much about the issues, but let's get into some nitty gritty on what they can do, because, you know, don't be an Oprah. Be actually a real strong woman to or a man and fix the problem, right? So don't be an Oprah.
Yeah. Again, if you face your stuff, then you no longer need to stuff your face for comfort or stress relief. So one of the things that I give clients is an acronym, and it's HANG. And I say, overcoming emotional eating isn't hard. You just have to get the hang of it. And the H is, am I hungry? And if you're hungry, you may need to actually eat. But if you're not, go to the A. What is the attraction to food for you in that moment? What's drawing you there? And then the N is, what is it that you actually need? Because you may need to blow off some steam. You may need a walk around the block. You may need to play with the dog or get a hug or something. And then the G is go. Go get that, because that will soothe you more than the food ever possibly could. But in terms of, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, what about even substituting? So kind of weaning yourself off, right? So if you're, I'm thinking it's similar to something like when you're smoking, you're probably not at some point, you're not smoking for the nicotine. You're smoking because that's when you go take your time out, where you're like not at your desk or working. Well, this is years ago, but just think of like stereotypical smoking. Or maybe this is a time where you go outside and you're not thinking about like the stressful stuff, or you just have, you know, it's something else that you're doing. You're in that habit of doing things with your hands. So instead of grabbing the chips, grab some fruit. You know what I mean? Some kind of weaning yourself off. Does that help people with the transition to get out of that mode of whenever they have a reaction, they grab for food?
Well, it helps to grab something that has fewer calories, that's for certain. But see, the thing is that oral soothing is something we learn at birth, because when a baby cries, we put something in its mouth, whether it's a bottle and a breast or a pacifier. So we learn early on, we soothe ourselves by putting things in our mouth, which is why when smokers are trying to get off smoking, they tend to gain weight because they put something in their mouth. So we've got to find a way to control that part of the pattern, to do something that is equally soothing but doesn't involve putting something in your mouth.
Not to quote Oprah, but more to poke fun, that I just had like an aha, like that makes sense. Now, the oral soothing, literally the fact that you just said when we were young, you shove something in the kid's mouth. So you actually, you're being conditioned. And you know, we talk a lot about brainwashing, conditioning, and setting the precedence here on this program when it has to do with like life and things that are going now, current events wise. So it really, this goes back to the beginning. Like, but that makes sense. The kid's yelling or crying or whatever, and you just shove something in there, and then the kid's happy.
Mm-hmm. And then when you
I think it has a lot more. It's deeper than eating too. What were you going to say? Yes. Go ahead, say that again.
I was going to say, when you take a pacifier away from a child, they often go to their thumb or their nail. And then when we get older, we just pick up a donut or pizza. So it's always putting something in our mouth. And it, once you see it, you're like, oh, that doesn't make sense anymore. So we have to kind of take some control and responsibility and think, okay, yes, I want to put something in my mouth to soothe me, but that's not helpful either. What else can I do?
Like I said, this is more than food. This is bigger. This is bigger than that. We're 12:44. And I want to get the show back on the track, but I know that you and I were going to briefly mention kind of a little bit and take over the topic that Dr. C-Love was going to talk about. Before we do that, I'm going to play a little Christmas deal. But give your website real quick, and then I'm going to do a tiny segment for Christmas music because I want to throw in a little Christmas cheer, and then I'm going to talk about the grief part. So I wanted people, I want people to hear some Christmas music before somebody starts crying, and then we'll just do a couple quick little segment. So give your website real quick.
PackYourOwnBag.com.
Okay, and then I'm going to play a little Christmas festive cheer here. All right. And this is, I'm only gonna play a couple seconds of it, but this literally is probably one of the best Christmas songs that's come out. All right, I just wanted to get a little Christmas in. You gotta throw in a little Mariah Carey. You cannot have the Christmas season without her. So real quick, we've got a couple minutes here. Since you were a grief counselor and you said it was for, you were a chaplain for, was it hospice? Ugh.
Hospice and right? A hospital, yes.
Okay. It's Christmas, right? Look, and I'm getting upset because this was the time of the year where my mom got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Mm-hmm. She was there. We had 3 weeks left, and that was it. Christmas, this was 6 years ago, right? Still, every time I think about it, you know, I cry every day, so it's not a big deal. It's normal. It's everybody's job. And then it comes up on the show when we talk about topics, but I figure, you know, since you do have some expertise in this, and if I can help one person get a little bit easier through the holidays, then why not do that? So, we were a huge Christmas family. This was like decorations. I mean, this was it, presents and a big production and lots of gatherings. So, I mean, honestly, it's the 20th. I have no tree up. Saturday, I just put two stupid little bell things outside and I pulled out a couple of the poinsettia plants. But anyway, and I know that a lot of people are going through that. And each year, you know what I mean? More people are added to the mix, right? Our group keeps growing. And then, you know, with things that are happening most recently, the group is really going to accelerate. So with that being said, and you're talking about emotional eating, you're talking about oral soothing. I mean, what are some of the little pointers that you can recommend that make things just a little bit easier for this time of the year for people?
Yeah, because it's full of tradition. It's full of memories and heirlooms and family and all of that. And I know what you mean. My mother died in April of 2003, and at Christmas it just about killed me because, you know, it was everything that she always did. So I get that. But I think it's important to look after your heart, to give yourself space to cry. You know, there are a few Christmas songs that I put on that I can just burst into tears at any moment. And that's okay because it's cleansing. And if we try to stuff it down, then it sits right at the top of our throat and it can so easily spill out then. So take the time to give yourself what your heart needs. Allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to choose some things that are really important to you about the season and enjoy those. Give yourself space to grieve, no matter how long that person has been gone, because it's important. It's really important to honor them, to honor your relationship, to remember them. It's lovely that we still hurt for people who are gone because it shows that we love them. We celebrate love by grieving.
With that being said, what about something when you do, because you can't do that every day, right? So you have less, so I'm not saying that you're supposed to have this barrier out, but I can't be doing it every day for the next, through the season. And for me, it's different. It's every day anyway. This is just extra because of the time of the year and everything transpires during this time of the year. So I get like a triple whammy, bam, 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 bam. Probably a unique case, just like anything else I do. God forbid it should be like normal or like other people, right? that would be cool. Like, just follow the plan, Michelle. Don't go ahead and kind of create a new category. Well, you just did. Okay, I get it. This is what happens, right? God forbid I should be quote-unquote normal. With that being said, is there something else that you could recommend for people where, okay, they did the grieving thing and then the next day or whatever, it's happening again, and you kind of got to – is there something that you could recommend where you say, like, is there a verse from the Bible that you could say in your head, or is there something that you can do to kind of just pull yourself around real quick so you're not in that grieving lane for too much or for too often when you realize I can't do that again today kind of thing?
Yeah, and that's difficult to say because everyone is different. Their grieving process is different. So because it happens to you every day, that's okay.
Just, so basically, Renee, what you're saying is because you're a hot mess, Michelle.
You know what I mean,
though, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes you just need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and say, no, I can't do this now, but I will save myself space at this point in time later when I can just fall apart if I want to. For right now, I will focus on something else. And it could be some verse from the Bible, like all things work together for good, or read a passage or a book, your favorite book. Here's the thing, Michelle. With emotion, it will pass through in 90 seconds if we don't trap it. I always like to think of it like a river, particularly with grief. It's like a river, and you can put your toes in it, you can swim in it, you can skip rocks on it. Just don't trap it, because when you trap it, all the oxygen comes out of it, and it gets kind of putrid. But if you allow it to go back into the rest of the river, it reoxygenates itself. It comes back to life.
See, that's kind of what I was hoping you'd say, something along those lines. You said if there's 40, if you kind of extinguish it or hold it for 45 seconds, is that the lifespan of an emotion when it kind of spurts into your body or your head right away? It only has a 45-minute lifespan if you don't extinguish it?
It will pass through your heart and mind in about 90 seconds if you don't trap it. But if you grab it and hold on to it, and you think about it, and you focus on it, and you just think, wow, this hurts, this hurts, this hurts. Your attention is on how much it hurts rather than on the life you still have.
Huh. So that's fascinating. So, okay, so that is something to keep in mind, everybody. You've got 90 seconds to extinguish the flame, and then you can get on with whatever you're doing. Okay, that's good to know.
Extinguish. Just let it go. Just let it pass. I mean, 90 seconds isn't long unless you're doing a plank, right?
Right.
If you're doing a plank, 90 seconds is a long time. But if you acknowledge it and just let it go, watch it go down the river, it will go. Focus your attention elsewhere for a minute. Yeah. Let it flow.
But you have to acknowledge it rather than just trying to ignore it. You don't want to ignore it. You want to say yes. That's how I'm feeling. You got to do this real quick in your head because you got 90 seconds and you got to get rid of it. And then you just kind of pick, like you said, picture it maybe like in a little boat, like Moses in the little boat down the river kind of thing.
There you go.
You know, I'm pulling in a holiday. It's all holiday theme. So kind of like that. And then let it sail away.
Yeah. Knowing that you can focus on it later if you need to. But I think it's when we say, no, I can't think about this now, and I'm not going to think about this, that we get our attention more back on it rather than allowing it to flow away. It's much more of an allowing than a pushing. I see you. I see that you need some attention. We'll do this later, but for right now, you need to just keep flowing.
See, but how you twisted it like that makes all the difference in the world. You acknowledge and you're not pushing. You're just kind of letting it go. And that's probably why a lot of people run into obstacles. I do it all the time. The first thing I do is I'll resist. Everything you just said, I don't do that, right? And I should be doing that because I talk about that with other people on the show, but then I don't apply it as good as, because you're a creature of habit. So unless you actually are consciously practicing a new way to react to many things, you just, because it's quick, you just revert back to the other thing, right? It's like if you need an energy boost during the day, even though you know you don't grab the coffee, right? But we'll do our first go-to. I need a pick-me-up, so I'll grab a cup of coffee. Well, that's not really going to help you, but we know better, right? So we are creatures of habit, and they're not usually good habits.
Unfortunately not.
So, well, I know. And what do you expect? We got off on the wrong foot. Like literally all the things that we've been told, and it's not necessarily our parents' fault. I mean, you know, they've been told by them I do blame the schools, but you know, we started off everything with the oral soothing, right? Kid screaming, shove something in his mouth. And then we expect years later that we're wondering why that we're doing things that we're doing. I mean, literally, you know, our whole existence has been based on a web of lies, Renee. I mean, it's just, what?
Or
and now that
web,
we're starting the
web of things,
we're starting to clue in. Oh my God.
Well, the things that work in the moment, but long term they can be problematic unless we change it. But if you think about it, when you were in first grade, you probably walked everywhere in a straight line with your hands beside you.
Well,
but
yeah, because probably somebody
older,
told me in my indoctrination center, and they're brainwashing me to think that the three R's are the fundamental of the indoctrination center curriculum, which the three R's are reading, writing, and arithmetic, and only one starts with an R, and I'm supposed to listen to that lady for 12 more years, right? So see what I mean? They ruined it for us, Renee. They've lied to us from the very beginning. From the very beginning,
as
it all
grew
started.
Older, you learned other ways to walk in a group. And as we grow older, we can always slough off the things that no longer serve us and choose what is good for us.
Choose that we have choice.
Yeah.
We used to have my body, my choice, but we have choice on what we're going to focus our attention on, who we are going to spend our time with, where we are going to get our content and information, and then what we're going to do with that. So literally at this point in the game, that is the choice that you still have somewhat control over. So that's what we need to be focusing on. Wow, this is fascinating. This is fascinating. Renee, give us a little Christmas greeting, something or other you want to share real quick, and then give your website, would you?
Sure. When you're ready to go to your table, do a reconnaissance round, choose what you most want first, and fill in your plate afterwards, and have a Merry Christmas. And I'm Renee with packyourownbag.com.
Thank you so much, Renee. I really enjoyed the conversation. And a lot of the times, the things that happen during these segments, I have a feeling it's just therapy for me. Really, it really is. But I know that if I'm having some of these issues, somebody else is too. So again, if we can help one person out there in many capacities, then I think we've done a good thing. So thank you so much for coming on and being a new partner. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And we'll talk
to you
next year, my friend.
Okay.
You're welcome. Ooh, a little heavy. All right, so a little heavy. And we're going to get back. I don't know if it's really on track. We weren't off track. All the things that we're talking about, obviously, the things that are going on now. And as I mentioned in the introduction, the poop's hitting the fan, peeps. And, you know, when the Saturday Night Live show on Saturday decided to shut down their production, you know, that was the warning shot, the shot heard across the bow, whatever that saying is that it's a coming. And, you know, that guy in the house that is the color of white, he is coming on Tuesday to tell you all the great things or the bad things that are going to be happening, especially if you do not take the non-vaccine via weapon. But you know what? We've had a lot of experts on this show. We've had a lot of doctors. We've had all of the key people that have been on the show to get you the information. And I think the timing for my next guest is absolutely perfect, because if she can't nail it home and get you to kind of clue in on what's going on and what really is transpiring here, speaking of transhumanism, I don't know what to do for you. So let me do this. Let's cue the music and we'll get Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox into motion. Three incredible guests today, by the way.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
We've got three special guests today, but first up is Dr. Carrie Madej. She's probably one of the most caring doctors you'll hear on the speaking circuit in the freedom movement because of her deep love for humanity, Jesus, and our Father in Heaven. She's originally from Dearborn, Michigan, and served as a private clinician and medical director of clinics in Georgia until 2015, and was an attending physician for the Pennsylvania College of Osteopathic Medicine, where she mentored students in clinical applications of internal medicine for 8 years. The reason why I mentioned that is because did you hear clinical this, clinical that, teaching like real doctor? Okay, everybody, real doctor. And Dr. Make My Day is now dedicating her time educating others on the non-vaccine bioweapon, nanotechnology, and human rights. She's one of the first doctors to pull out a microscope and take a look at what's in the syringe, discuss in detail the hijacking of our genome, the hydrogel, and transhumanism. It is an honor to have Dr. Number 4 of the 5 Docs on the show. Audience, big round of applause for a fabulous frontline freedom and faith fighting, country loving, God glorifying, and truth telling, COVID crushing, bioweapon busting, health and humanity hero. Dr. Carrie Madej, how are you? And welcome to the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. That was quite an introduction. I'm humbled and honored. So thank you very much. My pleasure to be here.
You deserve it. You deserve it. I'm a huge fan. I've been watching for, ever since I saw you pop on the circuit, maybe somewhat last year or in the spring. And really, you've done amazing work. You've had a lot of courage to come and say the things that you've said, especially from the background. I mean, just that one... What is that one business roundtable where these guys are telling you all of the truth, thinking that you're one of them? And then you're like, oh my God, I gotta let the planet know that this is the plan. And that was years ago. And so a lot of courage that you've put a lot on the line. So thank you for doing all that. But you deserve the intro, my dear. You're doing amazing stuff. So what do you want to start with today? Because obviously the tides are turning. Things are going to get really, really bad really, really quick here.
Yeah. I always tell people one of the main reasons I do this, it's for the children. You know, they deserve to have a voice. They deserve to be protected. The weaker, more fragile, that responsibility is humans, right? I mean, if we don't protect the weaker, more fragile, are we really human anymore? And so right now I see that they're targeting our children. And I think we should think of all the kids in the world as our children, right, and take responsibility. You know, look at CNN, Sanjay Gupta, telling the kids to do this, going on Sesame Street. Pfizer has their commercials. I don't know if you've seen that, where they're telling the kids they're superheroes if they get their shots, mm-hmm. that they have superhuman abilities. I mean, this is just down and dirty and terrible and low to go after the children. And then people tell me, well, okay, yeah, they're doing that, but they're just kids. They're not going to make a decision. I'm like, really? Well, I think everybody needs to know that in the United States, the World Health Organization backs this, and it's a possibility that whenever you put your child on a school bus or go to school, that immediately your guardianship changes. You don't have guardianship then. Actually, the school or the state or the federal government does, or perhaps the World Health Organization. And there's something called implied consent. So that when your child is at school, either I think it starts when they're 5 or 6 years old and up, that your child can receive an injection of a medication, including a vaccine, without your consent and without your knowledge. And that could happen at any time. And so I encourage people to look at the World Health Organization, their website, and look at also Google that with implied consent. You should be able to find the page pretty easily and read it for yourself. It's terrible. And this should not happen in our country. And so far, occasionally we've heard of some people say they're missed school. I believe there were 20 children that accidentally got injected with the COVID vaccine. Really? How did that happen? In my opinion, they're kind of testing things on us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to take it one step further so people can realize some a little bit deeper reality. So you just said that the World Health Organization's kind of mantra there. In Arizona, where I live, there's a law that's been on the books for quite some time that anybody, any child over the age of 12 can get any vaccine or any medication, anything they want in schools or from a doctor without parents' consent. And that's actually in, like, as a law in Arizona, because it was attached, obviously, some shady something or other was attached to a bill and stuck in there nefarious and demonic reasons, I'm sure, because it had to go back to, I believe it had to do with the abortion something or other, a pill or a syringe or whatever. But that's, you know, that's been around for quite a few years. So can you, with that being said, who knows what's already in a lot of these state laws and legislatures that they've been just, you know, kind of down that people don't talk about that are already sitting there just waiting for the moment that if something happens, they can pounce on it. So it's even more drastic than the step that WHO is, because that's what they've done over the years. They've put all kinds of laws into place and measures kind of up to this moment. And the reason why I want you to just kind of bring this home, because you were the first person to bring to the surface that at least I paying attention to when they were talking about tetanus shots and the which is an abortion vaccine really back in 72, which is kind of interesting because they did that in 72. And then all of a sudden you have Roe v. Wade in 73. And so you're like, that's interesting. They're right next to each other when it comes to timing. So
exactly.
And that's, so go into that because people need to understand like precedents and timelines. And this is just not something that came up. Oh, we've all got to get the non-vaccine bioweapon because you know you're going to die from COVID. And this goes back, isn't it? And then the meeting that you were invited to, and then the transhumanism and all that. So fill people in on that because I think a lot of people just need a reminder or kind of like a little shake. Because this is much like this go around that we're going to have now is going to be much bigger than the original lockdowns and all that.
Yeah, I mean, these things have been planned for a long time. And if people don't realize that, they really should start looking at the history of us. There's this tiny group of people who somehow believe they're elevated above the rest of humans for whatever reason. Just a tiny group of them. And through their family lineage, and Gates is one of the ones that has a family lineage like that. They believe in eugenics or population control or creating humans in what they think is a proper way. They believe in Planned Parenthood. That's what eugenics was called, eugenics first, and then it became Planned Parenthood. Anyhow, and Gates' family comes from that. So in 1972, the World Health Organization with the NIH, they actually had a world consortium that still exists to this day about how to use vaccines as a method to control population through sterilization and early abortion. So one of the first ones they used was tetanus. And I can tell you that I've been really I am shocked, but not surprised. The last month, I started to look at some of the research articles that show that since 1972, we've been using tetanus for abortion or sterilization. And I can tell you that our research articles are being erased online like you wouldn't believe very quickly. So wow. I encourage anyone, if you see something, print it out. You can't just save it somewhere because it could just disappear. I would definitely print out things because this last month has been horrifying at the amount of research articles disappearing. Anyhow, they did form this consortium. They started to put, the first thing they did was put the pregnancy hormone, HCG, inside of the vaccine. So when you're getting a vaccine, your body learns to attack anything inside of that vial, pretty much. So if the pregnancy hormone is inside of there, then your body will get confused. And when you become pregnant, the body can learn to attack an early pregnancy. And so you would never even know you had an early pregnancy. You just think you had a heavy period. And so the idea was that it wouldn't be very obvious. It would take many shots or a few, who knows, depending on the person. And so it was cumulative. The more shots you got, the more likely you would have a harder time getting pregnant and carrying the pregnancy. Then they went into other ways where it would affect maybe the sperm or the implantation of the fertilized egg, all kinds of things. And this still goes on to this day. And so the United States denies that they are using the tetanus vaccine here for that. But I can tell you with observations I've made, I disagree. I think we have been using it. And India and Africa and Latino countries have proven that they have found the pregnancy hormone inside of the tetanus vaccines there. So they've actually called out the World Health Organization, the NIH, and other world leaders about this, and not much has been done. So that was eye-opening to me to find out, wow, for decades we've been lied to about the intent of at least that vaccine. What else are they lying to us about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's eye-opening once you really start digging into what the truth truly is, right?
Yeah, which is, it's quite scary. It's like the worst movie you could ever imagine, and then some, because it's really happening. And you, like you said, you look back and you're doing this research, and the fact that you just said that a lot of the information and resources are just being deleted. I know that's obviously by design, which is even more frightening. So you've talked to a lot of other doctors, right, that are in your freedom movement world and truth tellers. And you're ahead of the rest of the world. So what are you finding, or what are you seeing, or what do you want people to know? I mean, obviously we tell them don't take the non-vaccine bioweapon, but don't give it to your kids. But it's not penetrating enough because people are still doing it. And they can't wait to get their boosters and wear their dirty masks and all that. So it's almost like we can't convince the adults not to get it, but we have to do something in order to get it through them that definitely don't give it to the kids. What other things that might be a shocker for people? Because that's what it's going to take.
No matter what they do, they're not going to get more freedom. That's a lie. I don't care if you get 7 boosters. You're not going to have more freedom because that's not the plan. That's not the plan. I've been to business owners meetings for whatever reason. I was recruited to meetings, and I didn't know what I was walking into until I went there. And one of them was a business owners meeting here in Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, there's some bigwigs there. I was a small fish, and I was not prepared for what they were talking about. They said in so many words that we were controllers in the room and everybody else was controlled. So there was a hierarchy, and that, the idea was that the whole world's going to change no matter what, and that within 10 years we would be amalgamated, or we would be connected to the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Things. So what is that? So this is why they're putting all these 5G towers everywhere. It's not for faster service. I think we all know that our phones don't really work faster. Our computers don't work faster. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
What it is to accept the bandwidth that they expect to get, because if they want to put something inside of our body, something synthetic, so that when you walk around for the rest of your life, you are interacting, whether you know it or not, with a television, with a microwave, with a satellite, with another person's phone, with, you know, street lamp, whatever, always. And so the idea is, oh, look, everything's going to be easy. You don't need a wallet. No one can steal anything from you. You just, your body is your cryptocurrency. Oh, look, you can walk in your house. You can think about turning the lights and the stove on and it happens. How cool is that? Oh, you don't have to go to school. Your language will be downloaded. Look at the beautiful things that will happen. But they're not telling you the reality of what they really want. And I knew about this from, you know, going to these meetings. The idea was that, oh, these people are out of control. They're racist. They're stealing. They're, you know, whatever. They're not very good humans. We need to control the population so that they're better humans. It's for their own, best interest, right? And so in these meetings, they talked about using this technology that would be inside people and wirelessly connect them, but having the technology go, instead of the person giving out the information, information would be given to them. So commands would be given to them, or things would be stimulated in your body, like a neuropeptide or, you know, a sedative or a toxin. I mean, who knows what they have planned, but they would like this access to your body, to your mind, so that they could, A, spy on you, know what you're doing. That's called predictive policing, like the Minority Report. Well, wouldn't this be great if we didn't have people that were stealing anything, right? What a safer community. Okay, I think the movies have already predicted how terrible that is. Mm-hmm. This is what they were talking about in this meeting. We're going to stop everybody from lying. Are you kidding me? We're going to know their thoughts. This is what they, I'm not saying they can do it or it's going to happen. I tell people, I want you to know what other people think, and I want you to know what they're trying to do, because it's up to us to say, no, do not comply. And so this substance that they want to use to be able to know what you're thinking, to be able to know if you're lying, and then also to possibly direct some commands or some kind of stimulus to your body, that's through a substance called hydrogel. And they had to get the hydrogel inside the body. So by chance, now just by chance, they have that substance inside of the shots falsely called vaccines. Now, they call it not hydrogel because they don't want you to know what they're doing. They were creative and they called it nanolipid particle, which sounds very benign. It's the same substance. It's the same stuff. They just called it something else. Now, they say, listen, we're only using it to give the drug inside your body, but that's it. We're not going to use it for anything else, but it's there in your body. And once it's there, it has other things it can do. It can be used for biosensors. This is where they can know everything in your body. They can know a thought, a dream. They can know if you're running, if you're drinking alcohol, if you're lying because it has like a polygraph detector through your sweat glands. They can know if you're having sex. Why do they need to know that? Everything. So they could use it for that, but they say they're not. But, I mean, do you trust them? And I know you can't trust them because I went to the meetings where they said they would do this. They have a plan. They want to do this, at least to the people of Metro Atlanta. And they said they were only one of many cities that were pilot cities for this. And so in their eyes, they think this is justified. But think about like the Minority Report and all that. This is in the Matrix. This is not a fantasy. This could be a nightmare. And this is our window of opportunity to say no. And it's not safe stuff because if you put too much in a person, they could die. I think that's kind of what happened in the very beginning of this fiasco when we saw some of those people drop dead right after they got their shot. They had an anaphylactic reaction. And the thing is with these kinds of programs, they have to do more than one shot to get enough of the substance inside your body before they can turn it on and it's operational, where, you know, it's a two-way communication. And so people tell me, okay, well, they might think that, but surely they're not going to get away with it. And I'm like, think again, because right now in West Africa, Bill Gates with his company Gavi and with MasterCard and with an artificial intelligence program called TrustStamp, all three of them have been experimenting since July of 2020, over a year now, on the people there. So all of them are getting their COVID shots, just like here, no different. They're all getting technology, just like here, no different, except they're utilizing it. So there, they're actually giving them a digital ID, like a barcode, and that's their barcode that will have their medical records, vaccination records. Also, that's how they do commodity through MasterCard, is their body. And then Bill Gates said this. He said, well, since we have that technology and we decided let's start testing it for surveillance and predictive policing, just like I learned about my business meeting, just like I'm warning people. He already said he wants to use it for that while it's in the body. And he said, once it's perfected, he plans to unveil it to all developed nations. And the name for that is a wellness pass, which is also known as a vaccination passport. And so that is really the intent of all of this.
And they're doing the vaccination passports in New York City, and they have them in Los Angeles. So they're actually here. Maybe we're just not paying attention, or you don't hear about it on the news, but it's in two of the major cities in our country. And then obviously look what's going on in Europe. You know, not only are there the mass lockdowns and they're having their passports, the UK just fell in line with orders from the higher ups powers that be to do their vaccine passport. Dr. Carrie, make my day. So you like that, make my day? They're like the enforcer.
Yes. Right. Yeah, exactly. Now that's how people remember to say my name. Yeah.
what are you, besides doing some research, what are you working on now? On how can, are you seeing patients anymore? Or are you going to be doing that kind of thing? I mean, how do people, how do they find you? How do they follow you? Because, you know, you do have an incredible way of presenting information to people, because I've just been watching for quite some time, and it's unique, not to mention you have that, as I mentioned in the beginning, you have a very caring sense about you, because you are very close to your beliefs in God and Jesus. And that is a big priority for you, which when you think about it, doctors don't usually do that. Like, there's not a lot of doctors that are faith-based. That's kind of, you know, they're science, rah, 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 and this is what I learned in medical school, as opposed to ones that kind of bridge that gap between the two. So what are you doing now that people can find you and follow you and get more involved with? Like I said, you have a whole different approach to things, which is much more human than a regular quote-unquote doctor who you don't want to go to see anymore.
Yeah. Well, I have a website. It's carriemade.com, so my first and last name.com. And it's renovating it, so it should be done this end of this week. And I'm going to offer some weekly Zoom meetings on Tuesdays for an hour, where the first half I'll be able to do a deeper dive on some of these subjects, go down these rabbit holes or current topics. And then the last half will be Q&A. From the people there. And I'll try to gear it to what the people want to hear and want to know about. And there I also have, I always have free resources, which if you want to know how to detox more, or templates for medical or religious exemptions, that's on there as well. And, you know, I'm in the state of Georgia. I do some telemedicine appointments. Occasionally see people in person. So I don't have a public office anymore. And, you know, it's practicing integrative medicine, which I do, is not looked upon favorably in Georgia at all. You know, they're trying to control everything about us. So I do things, you know, more telemedicine, but there's always a way to get people better. So I'm focusing more on educating people, working on a book, and it's really knowledge right now, and hoping and praying that people will see that God is the answer. The reason why we got here is because we disconnected ourselves from our Father Creator. And once we reconnect, and once we understand that in our hearts, in our minds, our souls, we'll understand what we need to do, because this technology is completely sci-fi. It is to me. It is not from us, it's not from God, but the answer is not dealing with it on this physical human level. It's about taking it to the spiritual level. I believe that with my whole heart, and I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be fighting with everybody and trying my best to share the truth the best that I can if I didn't believe in love, faith, and hope. I mean, it's so strong. I feel it. I feel it from God, our Father. And that's what drives me to go on, because there's a bunch of lost souls out there, and they've lost their way. And, you know, that's why Jesus, Yeshua, I call him the Hebrew name. He always said he would go after the one. He'd leave the 99 to go after the one. I mean, that's what we should be doing. We should be caring for the weaker, more fragile. We should be doing what is right. We should never give up. We should be close with God, and that's when we start to be alive again. That's when we know what it is to be human again, and that's the point of this.
So with that being said, for everybody who's listening that says, okay, I like what she's saying. I kind of need to do that too. I need to get back in, but I don't know where to go, what I should do. So let's just say somebody picks up the Bible and they're like, got it. There's a lot of dust on it. I haven't seen this in a long time. I'm surprised I found it. Where do you want them to go? What do you want them to kind of start to ease them into digesting this reality? I mean, I like to give people actionable items. So when they finish listening, they're like, okay, I'm going to actually do something. So do you have any suggestions on where you want them to go?
I tell them always look at the teachings of Jesus Christ and see and really look at how he was when he walked the earth and what he said, because he gave us all the instructions for right now and how to be. If people just can't focus their minds, I do really enjoy the series, The Chosen. I think it shows the disciples in a very unique way that people haven't seen before. It gives people hope. I think, and that's free. You can download that free on your app called The Chosen. That's a great way to do that. Find your tribe and be with them. We're social creatures. We need to be around each other and be with your tribe. Shut the television off. It doesn't give you anything good, you know. And, you know, for the children, the first and most important thing we should do is pull them out of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
A, that protects them. They're not learning anything good. They're learning the wrong science, the wrong math, the wrong history, the wrong everything. And fear and panic is being instilled upon them. And they're a danger from being in these schools. And when you pull them out, you will make a big statement, not just to our country, but to the world. Because if we have even 20% of people pulling their kids out of school, it would really reverberate. It would tell them that we're not asleep anymore, that we do not comply with these kinds of measures that go against human rights, that go against constitutional or Bill of Rights, and we are waking up. And that would slow a lot of this down quickly.
Yeah, amen. And I did all that. We mentioned it on the show all the time. We've had homeschoolers. We've had people that are even nationwide proponents of it, Dr. Pam Popper and Sam Sorbo and a couple other organizations. And the rest of your group, the five docs, the ones that have been on, they've all said the same thing. You got to pull these kids out of the schools, especially I think you kind of hit it home a little bit more so where – reminded them that they're, as soon as the kids leave the house, they're vulnerable. They're vulnerable to whatever that the powers that be, the schools and then some want to do to these kids. So you can't, you know, they used to be able, you were afraid of a stranger, right? When the kids were walking to the bus, and now you it's not a stranger. You know who the culprit is, usually the person who does the abuse, right? Even when it comes to child abuse and sexual abuse, they know their abuser. That kind of, you know, your abuser, everybody. So it's time to keep that in mind. Anything else that you want to share, Carrie? I know that you said you'd give me about 25, 30 minutes. So I want to be respectful of your time. You've got a lot to do. You got to save the people. You got to save the kids. You got to spread the word about Yeshua.
Yeah, we just need to pray. Prayer is powerful. The name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is very powerful. I promise you. And, you know, don't give up. There are always solutions. There's always a way. But first, you have to take the first step and start with yourself and pull your kids out of school, find like-minded people, you know. And there are always things that we've, you know, I'm working on other things, not just looking at the microscope, working with some other practitioners. You're working with frequencies and things like that. That is, I think that's the wave of our true health and wellness and medicine is using frequencies. So there's some exciting things with that as well. So we have lots of potential.
Yeah, it's all there. We just need to get through this time. And as you have said several times, do not comply. Don't worry about these variants, schmariants. because you can't measure something that you can't even isolate, right? So it's like, wait a minute. What? And you know, the big problem is what's in the non-vaccine bioweapon. So Dr. Carey, make my day. Thank you so much for coming on and keep up the great work. Who cares what anybody says that's negative? They're demons anyway. So just stick with they are. They're literally evil and demons. And if they took the non-vaccine bioweapon, they're not going to be around much longer anyway. So they won't be here to cause more problems for us good peeps. So thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing, Carey.
Thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And once you got some new stuff, you pop it back in next year. Even if it's 5 minutes, I'll take what I can get from Dr. Carey. Make my day. So thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. I think we'll have more information by the end of January. So, I'll definitely fill you in.
Yeah, exciting stuff. All right. Sounds like a plan. And keep an eye on Georgia. Maybe you can convert those. Those demons down there, I don't know, they're pretty bad. they're all over your state.
Yeah. Thank you.
Go have a great day. Thanks, my friend. Right, thank you. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, she is one of the smartest cookies, peeps. She is she's a great doctor. And again, it's important to have your doctor have some faith, right? Because So science and medicine and faith usually don't go hand in hand. But yet when you are in a situation where your health is jeopardized, you're going into surgery, you're getting a cancer diagnosis, what's the first thing you do? You're like praying to God. But yet the doctor doesn't. I was driving down, and I'll tell you this story real quick. I'm waiting for my next guest to call in. But I know that I needed to be I didn't want to take her any more of her time than she was, that she said she had to afford. So anyway, I was driving down to the Turning Point USA AmeriFest event. It was down here in Phoenix. Started on Saturday. It was yesterday. Today. And they wrap up things tomorrow. All of the people that you know that are usually on television are there. There was actually a couple people that were in that had joined into the freedom movement, a lot of the guests we have on the show. So there was a few of them there. So I thought that was good that we're bridging that gap between the multimillionaires who are on television in charge of really big groups with the ones who are actually doing what are really spreading the truth, the ones that are getting censored, the ones that are rolling up their sleeves. So, they have those billboards. But they're the ones that notify you about like accidents on the freeways, and they haven't had these in a little while. These messages, but they're back again. See what I mean? It's cyclical, right? So they're going to get you. They're conditioning. They are making. They're normalizing. They're brainwashing, right? So the billboard sign says, "COVID-19 vaccinations save lives," and then it said, "Ask your doctor." And I went, wow, okay. So if there is a doctor that says, yes, COVID, and it should be a non-vaccine bioweapon, put the truth up there. If you're going to put up some propaganda, at least use the right words, right? So I'm seeing that, and that's what it says. And I said, oh, well, if there's any doctor that actually believes that, that's not a doctor you need to go to, right? You should almost get to the point where you want to screen your doctor. You need to do that nowadays, because if there was something that I had to go to a doctor for, I don't know. I wouldn't go to any of the doctors that I've gone to in the past. No, there's no way. I would contact one of the guests on my show, and then do a telemed visit, because I have confidence in their belief in God and their ability to actually have common sense, critical thinking. So I just wanted to go over real quick all of the guests that we've had on our show. All of their shows are must listen to shows, which are shows that not my were episodes, right? I'm saying if I ever want to direct you to an episode, I'm going to give you a number, right? So that'll give you the number for the specific episode. But when I say shows, these are other people's shows, shows that I listen to, shows that I've been on that I think are great. The guests that we've had on our show, their own shows. So when you go to our website and you're going to hang out under the Take Action tab, that's everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. Then click on that. You're going to see an incredible table of contents, basically. It's all the different pages that have all these resources. You've got Patriotic Media, which are going to tell you the truth. You're going to have must listen to shows. You're going to have You're going to see the COVID facts tabs. You're going to see the COVID. You're going to have all the interviews that we've done with all the experts, the common sense cap wearing people, the doctors, just incredible information. So you could start going through that. And really between the episode that we just did with Dr. Carrie and episode 275 with Karen Kingston that I did last Monday. And then, we did Dr. Lee Merritt episode 263 and then Dr. Brian Artis 260. There's other ones too, but those are the highlight ones that if you listen to those, you're going to get an overview of everything. And if you're not going to, at that point, you listen to that and you don't join our team and you don't go, okay, I get it. Or if you sent and if somebody who listens to those and goes, I can't wait to get my booster or I love wearing my dirty mask. Then there's no hope. These are literally doctors and experts, and it just lays it all out for you. And there's many other ones, but those are the key ones. So go check that stuff out. And then the prophylactics, which is the treatments, and telemed visits that you need to get if you want to get HCG, ivermectin. You want the protocols, the Zeb Zelenko protocols, which we're partnering with him on that. All of that information literally is on those COVID in the COVID facts tabs. I mean, you can get the Zeb Zelenko pills for only $52.50 if you use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, and that's on our Marketplace tab also. And that has all of the prophylactic, which means the supplements that you need to build up your immune system so that you can fight against the, like we said, there is no such thing as variant because they've never isolated the virus, right? So how can you test for something that you can't have the original test for? But listen, that's all explained in the episodes that I just told you about. So the reason why I just wanted you to have that is you just need to be prepared. You need to be prepared because you also need the ammunition for the language that's going to be thrown at you, the propaganda, the lies, right, from all these people and the stuff that you're going to be getting on the television, which is going to start hardcore. I mean, it's already on the signs. Remember I said the signs on the way down to the event yesterday, and it is Saturday Night Live. Mention that, right? And then you're going to have this big address to the nation, whatever they're going to call it, and Joe Biden and his Nazi regime is going to come in and start doing some more aggressive lockdowns and things like that. Well, it's going to be much worse than last year because they really want to get you and your kids to get this injection of the non-vaccine bioweapon into your body so that you can no longer be human. They can control you and then also kill you, right? Look at the adverse events. I mean, you're 20,000, I think, have died, and that's only 1%. So move the decimal over twice, 20,000, 200,000, 2 million. That's just deaths. That's not adverse events, which means something bad happened to you, right? And that's like in the double digits and the tens of millions. And so, yeah, it's all there. You need to be prepared. Real quick, just so before I bring on Tina, I see her in the queue. I just wanted to mention some of the guests that are coming on the show that I met yesterday at the event, which was actually really awesome. I was only there for a few hours, but Congressman Matt Gaetz, oh my God, such a cool guy. He's coming on. I've met Kimberly Guilfoyle. She's coming on. Maureen Bannon. She's actually going to come on next Monday. We got the times right. So there's a couple other ones, but those are the ones you'll recognize the most. And then I have a bunch of great people lined up for the remainder of the year. And I just got Matrix and Groove confirmed that they're going to be coming on in January. Let's see who else real quick. I mean, there's just so much to throw at you that I'm going to, they're on the tab. And when you go, I'm going to add this up and get it fully loaded on there. It'll be upcoming. It'll be this month and upcoming guests. So then I'm going to start putting those in advance. You can get that. And again, just go to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and you'll see that as a table of contents. All right, so let me do this. I want to bring on my next guest. Guest is another superstar, right? And this is all about, you know, Dr. Carrie said you got to find your tribe. Find your tribe and stick together. So my next guest is Tina Porter Horlacher. She is a constitutional conservative advocate for parental rights and education and a mama bear who homeschooled all 10 of her cubs. Yes, 10 boys and girls. I can't even handle one, no less 10. She's taught at all levels of education, served in the community at different political positions, and planned numerous political events. So she gets it. She knows the jam. She knows the system and how sketchy and scary it is. Tina wanted to do more and is now leading the all-volunteer nonprofit organization We Can Act. They're promoting free speech, religious liberty, the Constitution, transparent and honest elections, secure borders, medical freedom, and higher standards in education which used to be called normal, okay? That's the scary part. She has to create an organization to get things back to normal, right? Some of course, you know, they don't get money. They don't get $500 million a year like Planned Parenthood. I mean, everything, literally, upside down. Their first We Can Act Liberty Conference was a huge success. You'll know a lot of the people. They've been on our show, and more are coming on, and they plan to host their next in Utah in June of 2022. Time to wake up people and promote individual action in their communities to preserve our liberty and save our nation. I can't believe that we have to have these conversations, as we said, more so now than ever. We and all the Zoom joined together. Audience, a big round of applause for a patriotic people loving God and country loving, I should say, people protecting faith and freedom, fighting, education elevating. That's my favorite one I came up with. Education elevating lady who loves liberty. Tina, you are education elevating. How about that?
That was quite an amazing introduction. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. I can hear you fine, my friend. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. I just wanted to make sure that you hear me.
Yeah,
but
you're good.
Yeah, that gave me a huge boost to my confidence. So
now,
anyway,
take that.
Thank you for having me on today, Michelle.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So you have to take that. You got to take that little adrenaline rush. Now go get more people. Get more people involved and go spread the magic, right?
Yeah.
So my job is to at least I want to give you a pat on the back. That's my job. And then my job is to get y'all fired up. And then my job is to send you out there to go do more, right? So that's what I figured. We got to help each other out because this is very frustrating, right? So, I mean, you're trying to do common sense things, but you're like on the
we're dealing with an electorate that is uninformed and really quite apathetic, and it's hard to get anything done when that's the case. So it really is about awakening people to their awful situation. I was reading about that in my scriptures this morning. And just thinking about how in my own church, a lot of people, they respect me, but they don't know quite where to have me fit in. You know, it's an awkward thing. But I've just come to terms with it because I love them, but I don't really care what they think about me. I only care what God thinks about me. And so, I'm sorry, I'm like on a road, so you can hear people driving by
me. You're on location. You're moving and shaking. You've got 10 kids. I don't expect you to be at home, okay?
Yeah, it's Christmas this week. I've got to do something for Christmas. But anyway, that is our biggest challenge. I've got my fingers in a lot of things, but if I could somehow corner the market on how to inspire people to get involved and feel motivated to make a difference in their sphere, then the world would change overnight. It really would. It's all about that. It's all about people deciding, I'm done. I'm not okay with this. I'm going to do something. I'm not going to comply. Everything changes overnight. It literally does. So, you know, that's the $1,000,000 question.
Well, before we go into that, I just want to jump back to what you said about your church. And I think it is important because this is Christmas week, right? And we have Dr. Carrie on. She's very into her faith, okay? So she's one of those doctors that is an anomaly because doctors and faith
and
usually don't go
that.
Hand
I
in
listened.
Hand.
I heard that. Yeah.
That's why she's, I even told her this when we were texting. I said, you got to get, I know she has things to do. So you don't have time to just go on TV because you don't, and shows because you don't get paid, right? Because you got bills to pay. So I get that. But the way that she gives her message is very unique because she is so deep rooted in her faith. And then earlier we were also talking with Dr. Mike Spaulding, who's a pastor, and he was talking about how to choose the right church. And him and I have had multiple conversations about the fact that these pastors, these organizations, these churches, they are not doing their job. They are actually keeping their mouth shut. Part of it is because they're afraid to lose their 501c3 status. The other part is they've gotten a bunch of money to keep their mouth shut, and they're part of the problem. And then, of course, you've got your big pastors like your Joel Osteen's and your T.D. Jakes that are colluding, and Rick Warren colluding with literally the bad people, and the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum and the the government, in order to say that the non-vaccine bioweapon is awesome, and amongst other things. So and you mentioned, your church doesn't know what to do with you, meaning your actual church, that the one you go to, or just that specific location, not necessarily.
Yes.
Because, some of these are all under different umbrellas, which I found out, because I said to my friend, there's infrastructure that goes in when you actually, if you wanted to start a church, if you did your own, you have to be under an umbrella of somebody else in order to go through there. It's basically a controlling system, right? Because then they say, we'll give you some money if you come under our charter. Catholic, the Catholic, they have their own control, right? That's whole different. But all these other ones have that. So that how they control the messaging. Again, this is all part of a bigger problem. So your location, is it because you're very vocal, you have that common sense cap on, and you're trying to tell people that we should be talking about these things in church, and your pastor goes, oh, no, we that's forbidden. Is that why?
Well, I think people are intimidated by what they don't know, and we've not been educated to understand our civic duty, nor how government is supposed to work in our lives. And so people just feel intimidated and like there's nothing they can do to make a difference. So I think that's a lot of the problem. But we need to make people aware that, yes, one person can make a difference. And you can't solve the world's problems, but you can look just right around you, and you can notice what is right around you and say no to that thing. And of course we can all universally not put on masks and not get the vaccine. But I just feel like, in my own church, the people are wonderful. I love them dearly. But frankly, I feel like the church has put the people to sleep. Lulled them to sleep and told them all is well. Jesus Christ is going to come and save us, and we're just going to sit back and wait until that happens. And I don't believe that is how it's going to happen at all. I know too many people throughout history and in today's time who sacrificed so much that how could that be okay? So many people that I know right now, people traveling on their own dime, speaking to people, trying to wake them up, sacrificing their time, their talent, everything to try to wake people up. And then we have historically many thousands and thousands and thousands of people who literally have given their life for the cause of liberty. And how could we possibly think that just sitting in our home and, taking care of our home and our children, which is noble, but that's not good enough anymore. It just isn't. So
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Because I think what you said about people just sitting back, I think, let's look at it from God's standpoint, right? God and Jesus. What if they're saying, all right, you guys, I can actually fix all this stuff literally in 5 minutes because I can. That's what I do. I can do whatever I want, right? So he's saying I could literally get rid of all the bad and the bad people and do whatever needs to happen. Boom. Matt. But I need you to step up to the plate and act like you want to do something and help me. Because if I do this, and you guys aren't going to be showing up, you're not participating. You're just going on with your normal thing and playing on Facebook and then, doing the, and like decorating the tree and not even thinking what this is all standing for. Why should I do that to help you if you're not in it with me, right? Because it's just going to happen again. And I'm not going through this again. So you kind of got, it is up to all of us to step in to the game, get on the playing field and participate, because it's like, how bad do you want it? Do you want some freedom, or are you cool with being locked in your house and have somebody show up standing there like two or three people ready to take this non-vaccine bioweapon and shove it into your arm or take you away, which is not like an urban legend. It's not something, conspiracy theory, because the difference between conspiracy theory and the truth is usually 6 months. I think now it's actually gotten down to like 3 months, maybe 30 days. So those things are in the works. They're actually like on the FDA or the CDC's website last summer, June of 2020, green camps or green whatever. They're just Nazi concentration camps. So are you cool with that? Or are you just going to go back to work today and sell more widgets because, you know, you've got 4 days left till Christmas? So with that being said, the We Can Act organization is trying to do what they can to get people not only active, right? We can act. Yes, we can, but we need to show up. You said, you know, it's our civic duty. And that's what I say. It's your civic duty to know, to not only participate, but actually to know enough about a lot of things so that when somebody needs help, a reference, a referral, something, you have something to offer. Also, when you have conversations with people, you become a better person because you're more interesting. Tell us what you guys are doing with the organization, why you got in and why you got involved and what they're up to now.
Okay, I'd love to, Michelle, but I want to take a step back because I think it will kind of lead into your question, the answer to your question.
Yeah, but sure.
I really believe that this life is a probationary state. I believe God's given us our agency. He's given us our freedom, but he has not given us our liberty. We have to choose to use our freedom to obtain liberty, and Christ is the author of our liberty. So God expects us, this is a proving ground to know what happens in the life after this. Life doesn't end here. You know, there's life beyond the grave, and there's also judgment beyond the grave where we will have to answer for anything we've not repented of. And so God expects us to use our agency in a way to show him who we're going to choose. And if we choose Jesus Christ, then we have to do his works, which is to live an exemplary life, not a perfect life. We constantly make mistakes, and that's why we have the atonement of Jesus Christ. We can repent of our sins, but also to reach out to others and make the world a better place for those who are around us. So I believe, I mean, that's what motivates me. That's what motivates me, and I put a lot of time into this kind of work. And I understand that, you know, we know historically about 20% of the people have been the ratio, 20 to 80 of the people have been those who have stepped up and won the liberty, while the others just kind of sat back or, you know, were in the other sphere. So it does not take a large majority of the people, but regardless, God holds us accountable for our actions. So I believe that it is incumbent upon us to go out and make a difference in the world, however we feel inspired to do so. How I do it is not necessarily going to be how the next person does it, but I do believe that we need to be actively asking God and acting upon those promptings that he gives us to make the world a better place. So now this gets to the answer to your question, a year ago, first of all, we had dealt with the first year of COVID, and I never bought it for 1 second. I remember being at the gym and watching Fox News at the gym because I never watched it at my home. But I could see the whole China coronavirus, and I'm just like, I knew exactly what was going to happen, and exactly what happened. Although it became, you know, it morphed as to what I thought would happen. But I never bought into it for one day. I never wore a mask. And a year after that time, then to experience the election and to see everything that happened there. And I went to D.C. both in December and on January 6th to support transparent and fair election. And just seeing what happened, I felt desperate to do something about it. And I'm looking around at all my friends who are actively involved with things that I am actively involved in. And I'm saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And finally, myself and three other courageous women decided, okay, we're going to put together an event where we're going to have these people that we hear speaking out there, come and wake up the people here in Utah. So that's what we did. We spent hundreds of hours planning that event, hundreds and hundreds of hours planning that event, sacrificing all of our time, and we put together a phenomenal and super successful event. People came. They were so inspired. I daily have continued to have people reach out to me and thank me or ask me questions or, you know, just a multitude of things because they benefited so much from that information. And it's like a ripple in the water, you know, throw a stone in the water and in a moment it is gone, but 100 ripples circling on and on and on. And I, those ripples still are emanating out, but we had to decide, well, what are we going to do next? And with the condition we see happening in the world, and it's crazy to see that effort of masking people and quarantining people and forcing this unwanted vaccine, and still seems like there's no solution to the election. And too many people are saying, well, we're just going to go to 2024 and we'll take care of that election. But I don't think that's the answer. I think we have to fix 2020. We're living fraudulently without fixing that election. So we have to do it again. And so I'm just, in my mind, I'm trying to think, okay, what is this next one going to look like? What are we going to do to get to triple the size of the amount of people that came? And not only that, to quadruple the amount of people that hear it after that, to get the message to people that they've got to wake up and do something.
Well, I'm glad that you shared that story because it wasn't that long ago that you created this and planned the conference. So it's very easily done. There's been a lot of guests that come on the show. Their organizations are newer like that. They haven't been established for, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. They came out of the need. Almost every single person that has a group now or a nonprofit organization has come from what has transpired over the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Something in there has sparked that. So the drive in the human being, the American, is there, right? So so for those listening, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, if you really want to go start your own thing, you can, right? But you don't have to. There's a lot of great, amazing organizations and groups that you could just become a part of and bring your talents to that and help grow those different groups, become a member. If you go to our website and you click on the Take Action tab, you'll see must follow and join groups. So there's a whole bunch of them listed there. Some are local chapters, some are nationwide. A lot of them put on these events. And guess what? They're all friends with each other, okay? So they don't compete. There's no competition in any of this stuff. So I encourage you to join a couple different groups or organizations and be active in them, even if it's something that you're just promoting their social media posts. But that's how we all come together, stick together, and get and make some movement, right? Because we've got to coordinate, we've got to motivate, and we need to then multiply, right? That's what we have to do, mobilize, and we have to do all that because that's you're up against people that are literally lying, that have the intention to take away all your freedoms and destroy things, kill you, and light the country on fire, which is what they're doing. And then, of course, they have control of the media, and then they censor. So, we can't even put stuff out there because we get shut down or not seen. So with that being said, what are some of the – is there opportunities for – I'm telling people to join your group, not even know if that's an option. So I'm hoping there's a lane for people
absolutely.
To participate. So tell them what people can do so at least they can get started. And you don't have to be on a board. You don't have to do that, guys. It could be just something where you start following the newsletter, low-hanging fruit stuff.
Right. Yep. So, and then we are doing that. So you can go to wecanact.net, and you can share your email with us, and we will share with you what we are doing, what you can do. We are trying to help people feel empowered and to know what they can do within their communities, all different range of ideas. That is what we are doing, and all the things that you just said, we're doing those things. So we are showing and continue to share the links of the speakers of our event, you can go on Rumble. You can find us there under We Can Act. You can hear the speakers who spoke at our event, and we're also going to be doing a podcast. And
good for you.
We're going to start doing a podcast, and because we have a lot of people that are asking, and you know, it's so hard to get accurate information here in Utah. The media definitely is controlled by the governor, and he doesn't want people to know that the election process in Utah is extremely fraudulent. In fact, I looked at the American Heritage. They put together a document that put the states in order of election integrity, and Utah was number 41.
Oh, wow.
We were in the bottom 10. Can you believe that? Bottom 10 for election integrity.
Well, you know what it really should be? It should be like nothing listed until number 50. So all the states really rank at the very bottom. So they all suck. Let's be blunt.
You know, so it is. Well, it is true. But I mean, I was quite shocked. Hawaii was the very bottom. But I mean, there were different ranges of color, and Utah's red. We were in the very bottom, and it was interesting because I'm involved with a number of things, with all the things that you said besides even this, and one of those is election integrity. And the governor made a statement the other day that said people who are in the election integrity movement are playing a dangerous game. The governor said that. Can you believe he actually said that?
Well, it's a dangerous game because you're revealing the truth. So the thing is, the left loves to leave off half of the sentence. So the sentence should have been, you're playing a dangerous game because you're going to find out what we've been doing, and then you're going to ruin it for us because we want to leave things the way they are because we love to be the elected elite. See, he left that part of the sentence off.
Oh, yes.
They love to do that.
The governor of Utah, he definitely wants to hide what has been happened, and he uses threats and intimidation to keep people from doing something about it. In fact, he threatened the entire legislature, and the legislators are in a closed session, and they are so far have been hushed about it, but they're starting to say, okay, we're done here. We are going to do something about this because we're not okay with threats from our governor to elected officials. I mean, wow. It's crazy.
Well, at least they're stepping up to the plate for the most part. I mean, I'm in Arizona, so we can, that's a whole show in itself. So there's only so much we can keep saying about what's going on here. But I would love for you to come back in the new year when we talk about what's getting rocking and rolling. We can launch your podcast officially on there. We'll add you guys to the website. I'd love for you to become part of our Save My Freedom movement and then really get all this information out there. And of course, we want people to go check out all the speakers. You had an incredible lineup on Rumble. So Tina, can you give your website one more time?
Yes, it's wecanact.net. You can go there, give us your email, and we'll keep you informed as to what we are doing. And I will tell you that the event that we are planning for June, it's going to be an outside event, and it's going to be phenomenal. It is going to be so patriotic, so fun, so inspiring, so motivating, and I'm telling you, people far and wide will want to be to this event. So we don't have the date. I cannot give you the exact date at this moment, but it will be in June, and it's going to be amazing. So we're super excited about it.
Well, we'll be promoting it once we have more details. You'll come back on, and we'll get the word out. We'll get that sucker filled up real quick with some great, amazing people that are showing up to the event. And keep up the great work. And Merry Christmas to you and the 45 kids that you have. And thanks for everything, Tina.
Thank you, Michelle. And I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to yourself also.
And a happy new year. All right. We will talk to you come the new year, my friend. All right. Go be Santa.
Right.
Finish the shopping. Go be Santa. Santa. All right.
Yeah,
thanks,
okay.
My friend.
Thanks,
talk to you,
Michelle.
Soon.
Okay. We'll see you. Goodbye.
Bye. Inspirational. So, you know, it's she did mention something. She said she was there in Washington, D.C., the dumpster fire of Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Ironically, my next guest was there, too. Pastor Dave Scarlett, he is coming back for his second round on the show. And just to give you a little information about him, he doesn't need an intro, but I'm going to give him one anyway. He founded His Glory to spread the word of God to the nations and restore freedom to we the people. The His Glory family is bringing biblical teachings and supports those on the front lines of current and spiritual events to Christ followers around the world and to patriots who stand for truth, freedom, and justice. Pastor Dave is traveling the country baptizing thousands. If you haven't seen any of that stuff at the Clay Clark events, you need to go check that out. Inspiring hope, encouraging people to revitalize their relationship with God and renewing faith on his daily TV show during a time when it's needed the most. And he was recently called to join First Forces with Chris Burgard and Nick Searcy to produce the new documentary, Capital Punishment, which reveals the truth about January 6th. Oh my God, truth, people. Could you imagine? You could buy the movie for only $9.99 by using promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, at hisglory.tv. And there's a trailer there that you can check out too. So audience, a big round of applause for God and country love and faith and freedom fighting, take an action, truth bombing, vocal veteran, and a patriotic pastor.
Wow, Michelle, thank you so much for that introduction. God bless you.
Well, you deserve it. You're working hard out there. You're spreading the word. You're once a month, you are traveling to another city, right? Well, you're getting out of Ohio, which is kind of good, right? A little bit of freedom relief there. And you deserve it. You earned it. You deserved it. So thank you so much for coming back on. You were on the show episode 161, for those of you who want to tune in. February 11th, we did a radio show, you, me, and your partner in faith, Amanda Grace, your sister from another mister. Isn't it sister from another mister? And it was a good time. Obviously, there's been a lot that he has changed since then. And you've got a lot to share, but I know that you want to tell everybody about the movie. So let's do that first, and then we'll talk about anything else that you want to promote that you have coming up, Mac and Bear Cheese thing, all the great shows. But first, I want to give a shout out to your wife. I got a chance to meet her when I was in Tulsa, and she is just she's a sweetheart. She really is. So let her know that I said hi, and I know she's always behind the scenes with stuff, but she's really a great woman. So I want to give her a plug.
Thank you. Yeah. She keeps the house in order.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine. So, all right, you want to share about the movie, or do you want to do anything else before we start talking about the movie? It's up to you.
Yeah, we can talk about the movie and then anything else. You know, we're coming to, you mentioned the Reawaken Tour. We're coming to your neck of the woods. We're going to be in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, on January 14th and 15th. So if your listeners are in the Phoenix, Arizona, come. There's still tickets available. Before they sell out for the Reawaken Tour. You see many miracles, prayers. As you said, we've baptized over 1,800 people in these seven events so far in 2021. And we're going to do one of these events every single month with General Flynn through 2022. So it's an amazing time to get out, get prayer, get the latest from the great doctors and America's General Flynn. And we're running a promotion. If you get tickets to the His Glory family for this event in Arizona, we're going to announce a winner of the His Glory family on stage. You'll get a free shofar, and you'll go behind the scenes and meet every one of the speakers, including General Flynn.
Oh, that's awesome. All righty. Free shofar. But you're going to get a lesson in how to blow it, though, because Amanda is the queen of the shofar. I mean, you're getting
we'll
there.
We'll throw in a
Pastor
bonus.
Dave.
Only for
you're
your audience. We'll throw in a bonus.
We'll
have Amanda teach them how to blow it.
I think that'd be great. So they got a lesson.
She's my sister, I can volunteer her for anything.
Yeah, whatever. You just tell her, hey, by the way, this is what you're doing. So just go ahead and show them how to blow the dang thing, because it's not easy. I mean, I've seen you try to do it quite a few times. You're getting better, though. You're getting better.
Lots of help. I got lots of help from all over the world.
So are you going to do baptisms when you're here too? because there's no body
yes,
of water.
Yes.
Usually, you guys do it near a body of water.
Yeah, the last event we did in Dallas, we did it in an athletic center, and it was absolutely amazing. With the Spirit of the Lord moved, we baptized over 100 people, and this woman who was in a wheelchair had not walked for 6 years, and she was prayed over and walked clear across the whole facility. It was truly a miracle. We got that captured on film. Many miracles are happening, and the Holy Spirit moving, and it's just an incredible time. And, you know, it's a reawaken America to what's going on in the evil of the cabal, but it's also a reawakening to people to come to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's an amazing story. That needs to definitely be shared high. And that's inspirational for people that, you know, prayer does work. You just don't pray when something bad happens. You just don't pray because you need something. You know what I mean? You've got to kind of be in it all the time. You know, a little bit more prayers for gratitude, and that kind of sets the precedent. But we'll get in that a little bit later because I want to get some inspiration from you through the holidays and especially where we are and what is coming, especially this weekend. Everything kind of changed directions for the worse. But we knew we were going that way because the evil, demonic people need to have more demonic things happening in order to control us and to, you know, execute their next stages of what their evil plans are. But let's talk about the movie. Capital Punishment. Capital Punishment.
It is the most suppressed movie in the history of America. They're doing everything possible to suppress this movie.
Because it's the truth. It's the truth. I mean, that's what I was just watching the War Room this morning, and Darren Beatty was on the War Room, and he just wrote an article in the Revolver. I guess it was over the weekend. I haven't a chance to read it yet, and he's been – I'm sure you guys have talked to him at some point because, you know, you're both out there trying to get the truth out. And he said it's amazing how much this particular article has been suppressed. The guys that are in the jail, right, in this horrible conditions, they have this one tablet that they pass around that they can use to have access to the internet. Well, once the guards or whomever's running the operation found out that they were reading this article, they yanked it from them. Because they didn't want them to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine what's in the movie if that's in one article and you guys put together a whole movie.
Yes. And this movie is a must-see movie for any patriot out there or even somebody that is on the fence that doesn't know what really happened. This is going to show you the truth of what really happened January 6th with video evidence of all these events. And every day we're seeing something in the news, even fake news coming out to show the narrative is switching. It's boomeranging back on them. And that's why they're so fearful for people to see this movie. Because once you see this movie and you share it with a friend, everything changes. This, to me, is a tipping point for this nation once they see a movie like this so that they know what the true truth is. We have three American generals in there. We have General Flynn, we have General McInerney, and we have General Boykin, who all are American patriots and great generals.
So is there anything that you can do as a little bit of a teaser of something that they said that you're not going to hear from any of these other, most of the information censored and they don't talk about it. And the stuff that they do hear, you do hear is just so skewed. So is there like a little bit of a teaser where you can kind of do, not necessarily a spoiler alert, but something where you can kind of give everybody an idea of what they're going to expect when they watch the movie?
Well, it's frightening when you hear what General Boykin says several times in his documentary. He says, "We're at war." He says, "Let me rephrase that. We're at war." He's talking about a spiritual war, but he's also talking about a physical war. And General McInerney will go in and tell you that, and so will General Flynn, that we are attacked both foreign and domestic, and we are truly in a war. We're in a war for this country. We were attacked from within, and we were attacked from a hostile nation, not only through the elections, but multiple things with COVID and fentanyl and the whole nine yards. And that's why the truth of this January 6th coming out, they don't want it to come out. Matter of fact, they're tapping the phone lines. Any time that I'm on the phone with Nick or Chris, we know they're listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to every level possible. They had the FBI. I had a conference call before we launched this movie, probably trying to figure out when we were going to launch the movie. And it was Nick Searcy, me, and Chris Burgard. And then 15 minutes afterwards, there was an FBI helicopter hovering over my studio.
It's interesting. And this has happened to you before. So this isn't the first time because they have been keeping an eye on you for a while, but since I started listening to you maybe a year and a half ago or so. So you haven't met this, but this is new. This is a little different. This is a little bit more they're protecting it even more so. And as you're saying that, I'm like, you know, Chris Burgard and Nick Searcy are coming on my show on January 3rd. So we're going to kind of just before the, you know, 1 year anniversary. And then I was like, wow, I've actually talked to Chris a couple times on the phone. And I'm thinking, okay, wait, you just shed some light that I probably had my phone tapped too, which I kind of figured that's happened before with some of the people I've had on the show and also that I've talked to on the phone or text and stuff. But I just kind of put two and two together there that I stepped onto that playing field, not thinking, but okay, that's okay. If that's what they need to do, Pastor Dave, then it is what it is, right? Because what are we going to do, back down and cower and sit at home doing nothing and just let them run over everybody with their tyrannical, demonic ways? We can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is truly a tipping point spiritually, and this is a tipping point for our country. If we don't turn this thing around, America is no longer. It's that serious. And more of the American people are starting to realize that. That's why we got to get the last percentage in to realize how serious this truly is.
Now, would you say that not only the movie tells and it shows what really happened with everything behind the movie's Capital Punishment and what behind January 6th, but it also gives an insight as to how the powers that be within the government and the agencies really operate and kind of their agendas, which, yeah, they don't want you to know what the truth was. But then once you kind of get an idea and see it from this perspective, it explains everything. So a lot more things are going to come and make sense. So they don't want you to know. So it's the truth about the event, but it's more about the opening of the Pandora's box where you get to see what's behind the curtain.
Exactly. That's why they're pushing this and censoring this so bad. Like I said earlier, no film has ever been censored like this ever. And it's because they know once this gets out, because it will get out, God is going to get this out one way or another on his time frame. The American people are going to revolt. They're going to know the truth and it's going to set them free. And they're going to be so upset that they're going to demand action. And that will be the turning point for this country.
So I encourage people you can go to hisglory.tv. If you use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, what we're doing is 5% of the proceeds, we're going to be donating them to different nonprofits and organizations that help vets, pets, kids, and freedom, especially the freedom people, because that's what is really most at jeopardy right now. And then you could share this. You could share that website and that promo code with your friends. And yeah, you can post it on social media, but you'll probably get censored, but you can give it a try, right? What are they going to do? They're going to put you in jail for a day, or they say your post is against their community standards. So what? But you could text, you can pick up the phone and call somebody. So let's just say, let's do a challenge, Pastor Dave, that everybody that cares about the country, and they are going to tell five friends. We'll make it so easy for them. We'll do three, right? Because doesn't God, like, he loves three. There's a three number. Things happen in threes. Good things happen in threes. So everybody, that's their obligation to save the country, is to just encourage three people to get the movie and buy it, right? Because you need to see, and then you need to share it with other people so that they can get the truth. And then that's the only way we can do it. It's like the old school phone tree back in the day, where that's how you got information across, besides, you know, going door to door. So what else do you want to share about the movie that really is?
Yeah. So another unique thing that people could do that we see that they're doing right now is they're having home parties. They're bringing in their friends for one person to purchase. And so it'll come across as one purchase, but they might have 15 friends to watch it together. We're seeing churches buy it. We're seeing patriot organizations buy it and showing it to their. We want the truth to get out. We don't care about each person getting $9.99. It's just enough to pay for, you know, Nick and Chris for the work that they've done. It's to get the truth out. This is so important. It's not about money. It is about truth. So I would welcome people to do home parties, give it to your church. Many churches are playing at church or have a patriot organization. Play it for everybody.
I love that idea. I didn't even think of that. So I'm going to make sure that all the people that have come on our show and all the different groups, I'm going to make sure that they have the website and the code, and that way they can encourage some of their people within their organizations and groups to do it. So we can have a bunch of people, because that's what it's going to take at this point. And as you mentioned, and we've been talking about it pretty much for this whole show, there's not a lot of time left, everybody. There's not,
no.
The other side is so aggressive. And you said it's, you've been talking about it on Grace and Glory. You've been talking about it on your other shows and on the shows that you've been going on. You know, it is good and evil. It is dark and light, and we're hitting the climax. So jumping off the movie, but we can go back to it. I mean, obviously you're one of the most outspoken pastors that are there, and the amount of people that are in your fellowship or congregation, if you want to call it, or, you know, correct me on my words. Remember, I'm not the best when it comes to my kindergarten questions when it comes to spiritualness and faith, right? But I have no problem, you know, throwing that out there. Talk about that on how you're seeing everything progressing in the direction. We know it's the good and evil stuff, but I mean, it's hitting the climax now. It's like, there's literally, it's there. We're almost at the finish line. So comment on that. 'Cause I think I want people to just really get their arms around the severity on how serious this is in all different aspects. It's not like it was 6 months ago, even 30 days ago.
No, you're exactly right. Climax is probably a great word to use, because it's a movie word too. We are at that part at the end of a movie with a climax where everything comes together, and from the spiritual and the physical. You can see that in what, you know, news that you can get out today. You're seeing many things happen behind the scenes. There's a report today, John Durham report, that has named that the Clintons are a target of this investigation. You're seeing many CEOs resign. You're also seeing the cabal, the evil, counteract. You're going to see huge announcements in the next couple of days that they're going to try to lock down this country. They're going to lock down the world. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Many prophets have said we're going to have a near-death experience, and I truly believe that's going to be, but near-death means we're going to be risen. And the Lord keeps telling me, expect the unexpected. So if anybody thinks they know how this is exactly going to play out, they don't know, because God said expect the unexpected, because he's going to get the glory in this. Whatever we think is going to happen from the natural, it will be the opposite. And when this is said and all said and done, we will know that the only thing that saved us was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
But can you also comment, and I was mentioning this with Tina earlier, that we have an obligation to step into the game, get onto the playing field. Like, we just can't, I mean, we need to obviously pray, but we need to show up. We just can't expect God to do all of these amazing things and then us not to take any participation or responsibility, because he's like, well, then how bad did you guys want it? Like, did you not care about your freedom? Did you not care about your country and everything else? 'Cause I can fix it. Like you said, he can do whatever he wants. He can fix it. But if we're not participating, he's like, why should I help you guys if you're not willing to help yourselves?
That is exactly true. And that's why we can't be Christians sitting on a couch and just politely clapping our hands for victory and say, oh, I prayed about it. Well, we have to pray and we have to take action. And that action may mean that you take a friend and five friends and go to Phoenix and come to this reawakened tour and stand in the gap and feel the spirit of the Lord, feel the patriotism move, get involved with your local community and start taking action. You know, you look at King David, he knew God was going to handle it, but King David still had to pick up the five rocks and take the shot. That's where we're at as Christians and patriots. We have to take action, even if it's small action. And that's another reason why these reawakened tours are giving people empowerment. They're coming back and they're saying, I'm going to get involved in my local school district. I'm going to get involved with the election of my sheriff, because I know how important it is constitutionally. And it's building and building and building and building, and we're becoming the majority. And that's exactly what has to happen.
Yeah, and I keep reiterating that, and I just love to hear when we have guests like you who are in the position, you know, you're in a very spiritual position. You're a true leader. So when it comes from somebody like that as opposed to just me, they're like, ah, okay, that's the third person that said it in this past show. So, okay, maybe I'll finally do it. And especially if it's coming from somebody like that, it just is a reminder that it's going to take more, but it is, the time is now, right? So it, my suggestion is to not only you want to get the movie, you want to share that, you want to share the movie. If you could do a home party, that'd be great. If you can go to the event here. Yep. And if you can't go to the event, you can watch it. But you've got hisglory.me and hisglory.tv that has all kinds of shows that Pastor Dave is doing, in addition to Grace and Glory, which is on Fridays with our buddy Prophet Amanda Grace. But there, he has other shows to kind of teach you what to do from a spiritual sense, like lessons, right? Because we don't all know. We want to do something. We want to, you know, at least we want to learn. So promote some of the stuff that you've got going on where you want people to get a little bit more involved, because you're actually giving them the tools. That's the part where a lot of people don't. They don't give you the tools. They'll tell you something, but then they leave you hanging and you're like, okay, I want to do something, but nobody's showing me what to do. And I'm here to, I'm ready to do something. And you've taken the step with the platform. And then of course the Western Journal and all the great things that you've done over the past year since we've met.
Yeah, we've had a lot of partnerships. We have a partnership with Newsreel out of Israel. So we get you the real news directly from Israel, from Hebrew to English on a daily basis. We're going to have a major announcement about that partnership probably this week. We have American generals come on regular. General Flynn comes on every month, General Valley, General McInerney. We're going to get General Boykin in the loop. We got Israeli generals coming on. So you're getting perspectives from generals. But we have like 21 different shows, and each show is to bring a unique audience to know Christ and or patriotism. We have a constitutional show, and we're going to be moving into 24/7 TV and radio in January. So our whole HisGlory.me will be 24/7 TV the shows and all that content. And then the HisGlory.tv, we're going to be doing documentaries and Christian-based and patriot-based movies and documentaries. We're going to continue that.
And it's good. It's good quality stuff, everybody. And there's a community there, right? That's the best part about all this is you can, you know, just even join the newsletter so you can just be kept in the loop, especially with the censorship. So if the movie is getting censored, don't be surprised if you don't necessarily see a post from His Glory on Facebook and be like, oh, that's weird. I haven't seen them post. Well, they probably did, but you probably just can't see it. So, and this is a message for anybody that you follow. Join their newsletters, at least that way you can at least be kept in the loop, because there's shadow banning, and then there's, you know, one of these days the account's just going to be gone. So always do that for everybody that you enjoy.
A good example of that is we have just shy of 1.7 million followers just on Facebook. And we used to hit about 15 million people a week just on Facebook. And now that's, they've hovered that down to under a million a week out of 1.7 million followers. So they're definitely shadow banning, but they don't shadow ban. We've partnered with the team that Donald Trump used for his secure network. They've built our website so that it's secure. We are not handicapped to any other platform, so we won't go down. So it took us all 2021 to build that up so that we could be where we're going to be going into 2022.
Which is great, because you need to have those additional shields because you're a target now, right? And that's just, and you've got the information that needs to get out there. We're at about 30 minutes, and I think Alyssa said about 30 minutes because I know you've got a lot going on. So what else do you want to share about the movie? Is there anything else you want to plug? I mean, the floor is yours, my friend.
Well, I think the two most important things, you know, the most important thing is to know our Lord. And that's what this is all about. This is great awakening, is to wake people up to have one last great revival. And that's why you want to come to these Reawaken tours, especially in Phoenix, Arizona, because it's cold in Ohio. I'm looking forward to coming to, in your neck of the woods, to be in Phoenix in January.
It's chilly right now.
I need that warmth. Hopefully it's going to be warm when we come there. It's better than
Well, it'll be in the
snow.
60s and 70s.
2 inches of snow today. That's beautiful.
60,
so you come to these Reawaken tours, it gets you. It gets you excited. It gets you with action items. It gets you feeling it. There are other people out there that are like you, and the more we can bond together and build this for to save this great republic, because God's not done with the Eagle Nation, but he is. You have to take action. You know, you're going to look at this. You're going to do a postmortem 7 years from now, and you're going to say, did at moment in time, what we're talking about right now, what did I do? Did I sit back and watch and just pray, or did I stand in the gap and take massive action for this country and for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Either or, because patriots are coming in to be Christians, and Christians are learning how to be patriots. That's what's incredible about the followers of his glory. There's a mixture. And it's a beautiful thing to see. So that's why these reawakened tours are so important. So I'm basically plugging Clay Clark more than his glory, but that's the importance of where we're at. And I'm plugging Chris Burgard and Nick Searcy, because this movie has to be seen for Americans to wake up. Once you see this movie and you share this with three people or seven people, or you do a watch party and it starts spreading out and it goes viral, we flip this thing. And we flip it, and that's what they're afraid of. That's why they don't want it to get out.
They hate the truth. They hate the truth. They hate when people stand up. They hate when the law is actually being followed, because none of that's happening right now. Everything that you can imagine is upside down, or the demons are just like, you know, they're like zombies walking the streets and then running the court systems and the government and all that kind of stuff. So don't be fooled, people. Again, anything that comes out of the government, 100% bad. Okay, 100% that in mind. That'll never change.
That's right.
Because it's just pure evil. Now, before I let you go, since it is Christmas, 'tis the season, something inspirational for Christmas-ish and for those who are saying, God, I need to get my God on today. I need a little something. Where do you want them to go in the Bible to just kind of as a go-to place when they just say, I need a little something to start my day?
Yeah, you got to go in the Word of God. I always tell people you should be in a chapter of each of the new and the old. Start, if you haven't been in it before, start in John 1 and then start in Genesis 1. You're going to see the God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. He hasn't changed. We've changed. And he's always wanted our heart to come back to him. And sometimes it's inspiration or desperation that moves us. And we've been asleep. We've been channeled. We've been programmed for a long time. And to get out of that slumber, sometimes God has to allow the evil to take it to a certain extent until we wake up and say, no more. There's a bigger answer. And that bigger answer is through his son. And that's what it's all about. This is all about good versus evil. And that good is the light of Christ, and that's what we go to, and this is the season that we give remembrance to the true gift. It's not about the present under the tree. He is the present, and he is the eternal present, and he wants to have a loving relationship with you today, and that's what we have to seek. Because once you're in with him and in his word, no matter what life throws at you, you've got the shalom, you've got the peace of him in you. People always look at me and they say, you're under this fire every day. They're coming after you. And you're never worried. You're never nervous. No, I'm never fearful, because I know he has it. And we're doing it for his purpose and his glory. So he's got it, and we just have to put our trust in him. The more faith and trust you put into him, doesn't matter what happens in the world, he's got it. He's overcome the world.
You know, that's one of the main things that I admire about you, and this is even before I met you and had you and Amanda on the show, episode 161, for those who want to listen to it. It's a great show. It's really entertaining. But you literally, every single time that you give credit to his glory, and not his glory, the show, not his glory, your platform,
right.
You're like God and Jesus. I mean, there isn't many people that have, let's just say, 1.7 million people that are giving them their time, their confidence, and don't talk about themselves. You know, you've got your Joel Osteens, you got your T.D. Jakes, you got your Rick Warrens, you know, you've got all of these big quote unquote celebrities. And it's almost like Obama. You can count how many times they say the word I, or they're not necessarily talking about like God. And you are always, you are always doing that, whether it's on your shows or if you're on a stage or if you're on interviews. I pay attention to a lot of people now because, you know, I'm tuned in. And nobody does it like that. So I commend you for that because it's very selfless and it's unique. And I think that's why so many people are gravitating to you and the His Glory shows, the platform and everything, just because it's really sincere. And you can tell that it's not like you're doing it to become famous or you're not doing it for, you know, the big bucks. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
To spread the word of God.
I came from. I was a director at 3 Fortune 100 companies, the highest level you can get at AT&T, and I died, went to heaven, and came back. And my paycheck is I take zero money from His Glory. So it's not about the money. It's the opposite. I gave my entire life savings for His Glory. Yeah, I came from making a lot of money.
Well, yeah, I knew that. Yeah. You were a corporate man. Like, you were one of those guys that run the operations.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's for His Glory.
Well, that makes sense now. That makes sense why you it's literally it's in your heart, it's in your words, it's in your soul, it's in everything. And again, a lot of pastors or preachers or whatever you want to call the title of them, they don't do it that way. So, again, as we were talking about earlier, with Dr. Mike Spaulding, who I think you know, Dr. Mike, you guys, you're Ohio buddies together. Pastor Mike, and you know, he's giving advice on which pastors to follow, which churches to get involved with, finding the right church, especially now when most of them aren't doing the right thing. So you know, start with Pastor Dave Scarlett, and then you'll be like, okay, that's my virtual guy. And then if you can't find somebody that is comparable in your area, then just stay with the virtual. Don't bother going into the building if they're not going to be similar on the same page, because that doesn't get you anywhere, right? Pastor Dave, you go into a congregation and they're not talking about the real issues. They're not talking about the things that need to be shared. You're yep. better off just sticking virtually rather than going into the building, right?
That's right. The church has left the building. Very few that are really truly teaching the Word of God in these churches. Matter of fact, the last reawakening was in a church prior to Dallas, but the Spirit of the Lord was moving in an athletic center more than it was in that church. That just tells you that the Spirit of the Lord is moving outside of the four walls. You have to have those pastors that are giving you the truth, the true Word of God, instead of the itchy ears and telling you that. You know, the prosperity gospel, that if you become a Christian, all your problems go away and you're going to be rich. And that's not what the Bible says. It says we're going to have to overcome for His name's sake. But within Him, with that relationship, you're going to have peace that no money can give you, no peace that money can buy. And that's what it's all about. It's teamwork. And so many times the church has been in competition with each other. Mm-hmm. And I just one quick note on that. On the last great reawakening tour in Dallas, Pastor Greg Locke, this patriot, came in and had nothing to do with Christ. Pastor Greg Locke gave an altar call. He accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior from Pastor Locke. He immediately came over to our baptism. I baptized him in the water. And then he gets out and Pastor Todd prays over him. That's what we call teamwork for the glory of God.
Wow. It's like it's better than a drive-through. I mean, you got this guy already ready to go, and you know, faster than you can get your fries through McDonald's. I mean, now that is teamwork, right?
It's teamwork, and the church didn't do that before.
That's
the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah, like you said, it goes outside the walls of the church. But when you have like-minded people like yourself working together, because it's for that purpose, not because you are doing it because you know that you're getting a donation from it, or you're going to be selling a book, or, you know, like a lot of these other people do. You guys were doing it because you wanted to bring this person into the Lord, get him baptized, and do all the things. So you each took your specialty, and boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, the guy's is ready to go to go find more friends and bring more friends to the party, so to speak. So it's great to see that you guys are working together. That makes, again, you know, our side, conservative, whatever you want to call it, they tend not to work together. So I think these events are helping the leaders and the different groups and organizations actually work together too, which is great to see.
Yeah. Well, you're seeing that. You see Eric Trump was in Dallas. Eric Trump was in Phoenix. And another Trump, I can't tell you when, but another Trump is on to come very soon.
But not Phoenix, or you can't say?
Not in Phoenix, no.
Okay. All right, well, at this point, we're taking – which is amazing. But at this point, we're just, you know, we're taking each day, one day at a time. Right? We don't want
to
put too much.
That's
for people.
What
we
need
want
to
keep them focused.
Yes. Yes. Because the next couple of days it's going to look bleak, but remember, as bleak as it looks, it's the darkest before light hits. And, you know, the many prophets that I trust, or very few prophets that I trust, but the handful that I do are saying from the Lord, basically the same thing. The United States of America has to have a near-death experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got to push people to the you know, right over the edge before they decide to try to change gears. But we're conditioned that way, right? That's just what humans do. Stupid, but it is what it is. It's interesting that you're saying the next couple of days. And that's what I've been saying, but I haven't tuned into his grace and glory, and I haven't watched any of the other prophets recently. I was just doing my own observations based on what's happened in the past couple of days. So, and I know it's going to get pretty ugly, but again, how do you combat that? Start contacting your like-minded people, get involved with the groups, sign up for the newsletter for his glory, because for some reason, if you can't get, you know, your Facebook follower only, can't rely on that. You know, you got to go to these alternative things. And then of course we're going to, if you join our newsletter too, then at least that way, as if things are transpiring with other people, if we find out something's down on somebody else's website or whatever, we're going to try to keep everybody in the loop and then do not comply, people. Do not comply. You don't have to. Wow. All right. Leave on
don't
a positive
comply
note,
and don't panic.
Yeah, don't panic and don't comply. Let anything positive we want. I want to leave on an up note, because you're the last guest for the Christmas week. So Christmas, something cheery.
The cheery is that no matter what happens in the next few days, you know, it can go either way. This is a war, so anytime you're in war, there's a firefight and a counterfirefight. No matter what happens, have faith and trust that this is going to turn out well. But you have to ask yourself, am I in it? Am I doing my part? Because every single person has to do their part. And if you do your part, there's going to be some great – it's the greatest time in the history of the world to be alive. And we're going to go into 2022, and I truly believe 2022 is going to be a game-changing year. And do you want to be a part of it? If you want to be a part of it, you got to get all in right now. Save this country, know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because if you do know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what can they do to you? Nothing. They can kill you, but you know where your home is. I've died three times. I know where my home is.
Right. They can't. It's better there than it is here, so don't worry about that part.
Absolutely.
And you don't have any...
You're not ready for me to come home yet, but we got a war to win.
Yeah. We got to do that here. And if you go up there, you don't have any bills up there. That's the good thing about it. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry about paying your bills. It's okay. You're totally right. We got some obligations down here. So Pastor Dave Scarlett, always a pleasure. Love, keep up the great work. You're doing amazing things. I encourage everybody to check him out if you haven't. And I can't believe you don't, if you haven't, I'd be surprised, because he's all over the place. And again, he's literally, it is genuine and it's sincere. And if you don't get what you feel from him, from your pastors that you go to locally, stop going, because it's not going to do you any service. And just stick with him and other people like him, even if it's just in a virtual capacity. And then go to hisglory.tv, check out the movie, do the parties at people's houses, so that way more people can see it, get the truth out, capital punishment, about the truth about January 6th and the inside world that is controlling all of us. So, Pastor Pastor Dave, thanks so much for coming on. Tell your wife, I said, hi, your son, Merry Christmas. Your mom, oh, my God, I love your mom. I talked to her for a long time when you guys were out here. So have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll see you when you guys come to Phoenix. I'm going to have a media booth and all that fun stuff. So I'll definitely have you come.
Awesome.
We'll do some interviews and all the fun stuff, and I'll see you when you guys come here.
I love it. Well, Merry Christmas to you and to all of your audience. Don't fear. Never once does the Bible tell us to fear. Trust, but take action.
Oh, trust, but take action. I love it. Sounds a little Reagan-esque. Trust, but take action. All right. Thank you, my friend. Have a great, great holiday
Thank
season,
you.
And we'll see you in a month.
Sounds good. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Oh, what a good guy. And again, I'm encouraging everybody who hasn't watched any of his shows or been part of the platform or even seen Grace and Glory. It's great content and is very, very sincere. So go check out the movie. The movie is Capital Punishment. You can buy it for only $9.99. Use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. You head over to hisglory.tv. There's a trailer on there. Go check that out. You can do the watch parties, gather your friends, tell your church to buy it. Show it at the church. Show it at any of the patriotic groups. And I'm going to contact everybody that's been on our show, been on our platform, and get that out there. And then also keep in mind, like I said, it is time to get involved. It is time to get involved. And the whole concept of our Save My Freedom movement is we're bringing together all of these different groups, these influencers, these small business owners, the entrepreneurs, the purpose-driven people, the different organizations, the different groups, and we're having all of the leaders of each of those becoming active and then bring in so you can find each other, right? So you can say, oh, listen, well, these guys are doing this category, but I want to do this too. So you can join multiple groups. You can be following the people, the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about, because a lot of them have been on the show. Again, when you go to the website, everythinghomeaboutus.com, that is basically the table of contents, and that has all of the social media links, that has all of like key pages that are on the website with all the different resources. And it has all of the podcast players. We're on 25 different ones and all links to listen live. And it's the Save My Freedom movement information where it has, you need to join our Facebook group. Ugh, you know, I hate Facebook, but people are on it. So that's what we got to do. We got to go get to the people. So we got to go hang out over there. And then there's the Clout Hub group. There's the Clubhouse group, which this week we're only going to meet on Wednesdays. We're going to meet on Wednesday. We're going to go to one day a week for right now, but then there's going to be multiple rooms as everybody is jumping in and help doing that, because it is a lot of work to keep doing that multiple days. So join us over on the Clubhouse this Wednesday at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, which interesting, since it's going to be 2 or 3 days from now, there's going to be a lot to talk about. Not to mention, you're there to promote your business. You're there to promote your organizations so more people can know what you do. Patriots can support one another, buy and sell from each other. We can collaborate on different ideas, different projects, different ways to do marketing, right? That's what it's all about. Because once we know where everybody is and who they are, we can come together. Whether it's supporting you, buying each other's products and services, or joining each other's joining our organization, and then finding that, as you said, as Dr. Carrie Make My Day said, find your tribe and then actually be participating, getting active. It was great when I went down to the event. I'll give you an example. When I went down to the event yesterday, the Turning Point deal, I'm looking at the clock, 2:47, and there was people there that I knew. That I was like, oh my God. So I ran into like 5 or 6 people that I knew. There was people down there that I knew from either that have been on the show that I am friends with that have come on the show. I'm friends with some people that were in, my precinct committee, I'm LD23 here in Arizona, which I encourage everyone to become a precinct committee man. Because it is a great way to meet amazing people. They become some of my best friends that I talk to on a regular basis. They're all PCs, right? Because you are like-minded people, right? Your community. And if you want information on that, guess what? It's on the Take Action tab. When you will see that, and then once you go to the Take Action tab, you will see all the different website pages. It says Become a Precinct Committee Man. Here in Mayor Corruption County, it's really, really easy. Other states, then we're going to direct you over to the precinct project, or the precinct strategy with Dan Schultz, right? He's been on the show a couple times and he's on the war room. So that'll get you over there. But at least this, you just know here, take action tab. You don't have to think anything else and just look on the thing where it says become a precinct committee man. And then it'll give you the information and it'll get you to the resources that you need. Again, our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform is not only the talk radio show. So that way you can hear what people are they're talking about. So you can get the information. And then it's something that's always out there in the ether, right? And I label everything with an episode number. So when I reference the episode numbers, you can easily find them. And as you know, we've had some issues with the website on certain pages, mysteriously just being corrupted, but nobody could seem to fix them. So some of those pages where I would normally just drive you back and say, go to the Partners and Patriots tab, and that way you can get all the links to the websites for the partners, that's the one that was corrupted. Not to mention the main episodes page. Go figure, right? Something sounds squirrely there at No Daddy, I tell you that. Yeah, two pages that have that. Nothing surprises me anymore. I did a workaround so that basically what I'm going to do is it's going to get you. Once you go to those pages, right, and I did some workarounds, so just bear with me. It's pretty kindergarteny, but it'll get the purpose done. So then you'll end up going to picking your podcast player, and then you'll have to see the episodes, which, you know, you'll see the titles and the people in it. So it's going to be, if you want their websites, they're not linked right now because of the corruption that has been done to the website. And we're in the process, I'm in the process of having it redone, but that takes time, right? So, but just bear with us. In January, this thing's going to be unbelievable. It'll be so easy to navigate through. And everybody's really stepping up to the plate for the Save My Freedom movement. And again, this is not just a one-way street. This isn't just, here's the information, listen to it. Here is some great experts, entrepreneurs, organizations, pastors, people that you can tune into. It's a community, right? So the more you engage, you know, a group is only as good as the engagement within the group. So that's why we've added these additional platforms like the Clout Hub group, the Clubhouse group. So we're trying to hit different ways where people go to communicate. You know, where do people hang? Where do they want to hang? So that way you can talk about your business, your organization, what you do. You can get quality content. You know that it's going to be put into these different places. In the Clubhouse, it's the audio platform. So you get to show up and you get to do that engagement. And then each of the experts, the leaders, I'm calling them, because we have lack of leadership in this entire country, whether it's in businesses, organizations, or in government. You know, elected elites. There's no leadership there. They're in leadership roles. So I figured, you know, when there are real leaders, let's acknowledge them as a leader, right? What a novel concept. So the leaders of these different people that are participating, and you don't even have to have a group. It could just be somebody who's got great content, and then you would be a leader. Or if it's somebody who's got a group of people, but they're very active, and they're giving good stuff. They do things. They roll up their sleeves. They get dirty. They make the signs. They go and they do the rallies, whatever. It doesn't even have to just be that. Those are leaders in the community, right? Those are leaders in your group of friends. Those are the ones who will be able to go ahead and like do their own rooms in Clubhouse. But everyone can participate. Everyone can talk. Everyone can share. That's what it's all about. It's about the community. And once we identify and we all be like-minded people, we just want to get them a landing place. We want them to know this is where you show up. This is where all the cool kids hang out. You know, it's like we were calling it the Cheers of Collaboration. You know, it's like, hey, at this time, that's where we're going to happy hour. That's like the old school days. They're like, oh, we're going to Charlie's at 6 o'clock. That's where the happy hour is. But we're doing that in different layers of using social media and digital media, right? And in different media formats in order for it to be active all the time. So when you want a certain product or service, you know that you can go to our website. Again, because those pages are corrupted, it's a little bit more difficult to do that, but to find it only because you don't have the direct link to the person's website. So you're going to have to just put their name into DuckDuckGo. Don't do Google because you're not going to find crap. But another good tip. So if you are using Google, if you go to images, you'll find usually images will pop up the information about the person rather than the content and the words by just doing the regular search. Because that's what I found, especially with my stuff, because I'm censored. If you go into images, you'll catch the images because it must be a different way SEO picks it up than actual information about the people. So when you search, you can go into the images tab and put in the information. And that's the way I've found so many people that are usually a little bit more controversial or perhaps, you know, truth tellers. So yeah, that's a little trick that I seem to have worked. But anyway, it is 2:53. I want to wrap it up here. It is Christmas. It is Christmas. It is Christmas. Please, if you're still listening, thank you so much for listening. I want to say the amount of people that have been listening and downloading, I'm overwhelmed, and I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to everybody over at Brighteon.tv. They've been great. I've been guest hosting for Dr. Alan Keyes and for John Diamond, which has been awesome. And then people that I met at the event yesterday, there's some opportunities there too for some growth. And we're going to have those guys on the show. There's a couple of really cool platforms. Public Square is one of them. There is a CTA, which is a new conservative network. So we talked to them. I mean, and there's just so many cool things. I didn't pull out all the business cards, but I just kind of just wanted to acknowledge everybody. It was amazing yesterday. There's we got Noelle Roberts, she's over, and Eric Williamson at Clear Media Marketing. And then, of course, you've got George over at MAP. And there was a lot of amazing people that were down in the event. So a lot of the cool things are happening. Oh, and then I'll give a plug for Arizona Women of Action. So I come around the corner. And there, I'm in the media section, which I got interviewed yesterday a couple times, which was awesome, right? So just jumped on the couch or jumped in a chair and we started doing interviews, which is pretty cool. So I come around the corner and then I look and I see Kim Miller, Arizona Women of Action, getting ready to do an interview with this other lady, and I just look and she looks at me and we're like, oh my God. So she's been coming on the show since like the spring, I believe it was. The first time we met in person, it was awesome. She's actually going to be on the show next Monday. So, what I'm saying is, you know, these events are they're fun, they're important. Oh, and the lady she was interviewing was Noelle, who is now working with Clear Marketing Media, and she interviewed me as one of the interviews that we did. And then we're gonna do some cool collaboration with them. But I was only down there for a couple hours, but the amount of people that I met and the cool things that I saw, and then, of course, running into people I know. So, again, just goes proof of concept, everything that we talk about on this platform, everything that we talk about with our guests on this show about literally start showing up, start joining groups, start going to events, even if it has nothing to do with this niche, right, even if it's just you want to be in that just business world, right? Because it is take action, BLC, business, life, and community. So it's all three. Okay. So it's all three. Again, it's the three legs to the stool of humanity, right? This is the three legs to the stool of humanity, or you do have that civic responsibility, that human responsibility, the human person responsibility where, as we were even talking about with Tina, you want to make sure you're kind of a little bit well-rounded in each, right? So you want to make sure you put time into business, time into life, time into community, because if one isn't, then it's wobbly. Remember, I love the analogy of the tables at the restaurants, and then, you know, nobody smokes anymore, so you can't get a matchbook and shove it under to balance the table. So you don't want your stool to be a little wobbly because you're so into business, which is great, but your community and your personal community or your personal life is just a hot mess, right? You don't want to do that. You need balance. And then also, you know, the part about the civic 257, the civic responsibility that you have, you need to know a little bit about a lot of things, just a little bit, so that when you're talking to somebody that's in your community, your tribe or friend or family member or something, and they need help, they need something, you go, hey, you know what? I heard about this. You need to listen to this episode of this show because I heard about this person or this group or this organization. Or like you said, you become a little bit more interesting around the water cooler with your friends because you actually have some great quality content. So anyway, that's the gist. Go check out the website, everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, literally everything that you need is there. And Pastor Dave said the next couple of days is going to be hairy, scary, interesting stuff. So come join us. Come join the newsletter. Share this with your friends and family and become involved and do all of that stuff. But stay strong. Do not comply, people. Do not comply. That's one thing you do not want to do. But if you don't know where to go, you don't know who to hang out with, here, come here. Join the newsletter, join the clubhouse, join the Clout Hub, join us on Facebook, and we're helping Facebook will probably get censored. But at least join the newsletter and join us over on Clubhouse at 6 p.m. Mountain Time this Wednesday. But yeah, tell your friends to at least join us, join the newsletter, and we'll keep you in the loop. But Clout Hub is really where we need to all be, because we're not going to get censored. Facebook's already, they're already doing it again. So real quick, a Christmas deal. Oh, check out the Marketplace tab. Go over there, promo code HOME for most of the things. So you're going to get your Zeb Zelenko supplements in order to fight the COVID. You're going to go get that at the Marketplace. You're going to get the Capital Punishment movie. I'm going to add that to it. You are also going to get my pillow. You're going to get the up to 66%, the buy one, get one free, all the stuff you normally hear. It's promo code HOME. All of that's on the Marketplace tab. You'll see that in the table of contents over at everythinghomeaboutus.com. Join the Save My Freedom movement. Get involved with our groups. More people are coming. And again, it's one location to find each other, mobilize, multiply, and defeat tyranny in your personal freedom, financial freedom, and professional freedom, because it's all under attack. Everything, BLC, is all under attack. So remember to pray, plan, and take action. I'm going to play a little Christmas deal because I didn't squeeze in that much, but I think the Christmas message was there. So I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to wrap it up. Again, it is time to renew our faith. We're going to restore our republic, and then guess what we're going to be doing? We're going to see what happens over the next couple of days. Again, it's going to get very scary. Stand strong. Stand up and come join us. That's what we are. We're here to give everybody direction, support. But we got to come together, right? So that's what we got to do. And remember, once you commit, everything changes. Everything changes. I want you to put your common sense cap on. I want you to leave it all day. I want you to tell your friends. And yeah, we got this, peeps. We got this. So I'm going to do Christmas music. I'm going to do the God Bless the USA, and then we're going to wrap it up. So a lot of information we shared. Listen to the show. Share the show. Join the newsletter. Follow us on the social medias. Join the groups. Listen to various episodes. They're all great. Just pick whichever superstar you want to listen to. But again, the five guests that come in during the first hour, they're amazing people. I mean, you're going to get information. There's literally, when I say hundreds of thousands of dollars of quality content and free information on all of these episodes, we're on episode 276 today, and we've had 304 partners, 734 live segments. This stuff's good quality stuff, good quality stuff. And it's a lot. So you can fast forward, you can rewind. I'm just throwing it all out there. So if you see an episode and you're like, oh, her episode's 3 hours. Yeah, but it's not 3 hours of one person talking. It's not 3 hours of me talking. It's multiple people, multiple topics, multiple subjects. So you pick and choose what you want, right? It's like giving you the menu of life and the secrets to success, the keys to the kingdom. And then you just pick and choose which door and which key you want to use and where you want to spend a little bit of your time. But I guarantee you it's always going to be quality. And it's always going to be with a collaborative mindset, because that is the answer to it all. That's the key. Joining forces, helping each other. And as the Zig Ziglar had said, when you help enough people get what they want, it's amazing what happens. You will end up getting what you want. So there. So again, thank you to special thank you to all of our partners at the Everything Home Social, like Audrey's Referral Network, their information, their episodes, and their own shows are listed on our website. Again, go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. That'll give you the table of contents to all of the information, the links, the things to buy, the things you need. Live events, virtual events we're going to add. Those are little I've got new partners that have the websites for them. So what we're going to be doing is, yeah, we're going to add some of the stuff. But if they've already got even more resources, then you're going to be clicking on their graphic and go to their stuff. So yeah, no, it's everybody's coming together. Everybody's coming together. You just need to jump on the train. Jump on our train. Participate. And you can't say, I didn't know where to go. And no more excuses, right? It is database of diamonds December. So it's all right there in front of your face. You had it the whole time, just like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. So let's do this. Let's do this together as a group, because flying solo is silly. There's no reason to do that. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to do that. You just have to join forces with the people you already know. And if you don't have people that you want to join forces with, come join us, because we have a lot of people in there that are looking to join forces with other like-minded people. I'm telling you, stranger danger. Remember, stranger danger. And when you need to hire somebody, you want to buy products and services, you don't know who to contact, you just want to get some quality content, don't use Google. God, no. You don't use Google. You don't need to do that. You don't need a stranger danger in your world. Literally, start here. Use this as your resource platform for everything you need, and then go from there. And if you can't find somebody in the category that you need that's on the show, then you need to let me know, and I will get somebody for that category, because I can't imagine we haven't covered it yet with somebody who is amazing and someone who is trustworthy. What a novel concept. Alrighty, I'm going to do a little Christmas, and then we're going to take it out. We'll be back next Monday. I hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas, a very Merry Christmas Eve. And remember why, what is the reason for the season? There's a guy named Jesus. His birthday is on Saturday. So you're going to pull out that Bible, do a little reading. And Monday's show, pretty big stuff. Five more guest segments, and my superstars are going to be, we're going to need a little health, Mark and Michelle Sherwood, and we're going to talk to Dr. Travis and Michelle Fox, and that's Dr. Mark. I said that, Dr. Mark and Michelle Sherwood. And then I believe, if we got the dates right, Maureen Bannon, she heads up that war room. She actually runs the whole operation, right? You thought Steve Bannon was behind me, was it? No. She's running the whole gig, keeping all those boys in line in that big locker room there. Met her at the event yesterday. So if my dates are not crossed, then that's it. Otherwise, and then January is just going to be amazing. So we got this, everybody. Again, it's time to show up. It's time to stand up. It is, the time is now. Here we go. This is what we said. We said, bring it, biatches, bring it. Let's get this show on the road. Let's get this over and done with. Living in purgatory is stupid. And I'm glad that Pastor Dave second motioned the stuff that I've been saying for a little bit here, and especially what I said today. So don't be fearful. No need to fear. Just get yourself ready. Do not comply. The demons are out. And if you feel alone, come join us and bring your friends and we'll bring more friends. And that's how we're going to do this. Because these bastages ain't getting away with this anymore. So and I've had it now that I mean, obviously, what are you telling me? Pastor Dave's telling me Chris Burgard and Nick Searcy, he had that chopper over his house after talking to him on the phone. They're coming on the show Monday, the 3rd of January. Not to mention, I talked to Chris on the phone a couple times, emailed and texted and stuff. Oh, they're coming to Scottsdale, peeps. That's what's going to happen. But anyway, it's all right. I don't care. Whatever. We all got to take a stand, right? One quick quote, and then I will let you all go for the Christmas vacation. Because this is what's going to happen. Not to scare anybody. Just want to give you some facts. 307. And then I promise we'll be done. First, they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. This is what it's come to. That's what's going to be happening. So it's here. Okay. It's here. Biden's given a little address or a message or something about us evil common sense cap wearing non-vaccine bioweapon people. The lockdowns are coming. They're already started. They're going to be worse, right? Dr. Carey, Make My Day, said they're coming for the kids. They already are, right? They're doing it. So evil lurks. Demons got to have more demon stuff. They're like, hey, guys, there's not enough demon stuff going on. We got to get some more demon stuff going because it's the holidays, right? They don't let, I bet you it is. It's because they are demons, and it is it's Christmas. It is the birth of Christ, and they can't handle that. These evil powers. And all that stuff's true, especially here in Arizona and in Scottsdale. They're like, oh, we're going to talk about that the next show about that, because it's really bad here. Like, you know, there's demonic forces and stuff. But anyway, jump in the game. Get on the playing field. The time is now. We're giving you all the resources. We're giving you the information. And we're also telling you to come join us. And we're there. We got your back 100%. And then while you're doing this, we also want to be promoting you, your business, and your organizations and the things that you stand for, right? So how could you not want to play in the sandbox with us? I'll tell you, it's all right there. Package deal, interaction, community. It's not a one-way street. It's us as a group, as a cool collaboration together. Anyway, Merry Christmas. And we will talk to you next Monday. Another great show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the shows. Thanks for engaging with us. And lots of great things coming. But again, lots of stuff to do. Lots of stuff to do. Let's do Twas the Night Before Christmas. Because it's Twas the Night. And then we're out of here.
Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house the family was distanced and so was the mouse. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while needles of vaccine injected their heads. And Mama in her face shield and I in my mask find breathing to be a laborious task. When what to my wandering eye it appeared? A fat old man, no mask, and a quarantine beard. It was Saint Nick I spied with my little eye, his first time out of the house since July. He coughed and he hacked all over my stocking, behavior that anyone would find rather shocking. I got very scared when he touched all my stuff. I realized that Lysol would not be enough. Under my tree, he left a big red Schwinn, even though I had asked for hydroxychloroquine. I offered some Duracell, but he said no. So I showed him the door, left him out in the snow. And I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, I didn't test positive. Put my reindeer to smite. Ho, ho, ho.
That was from last year. That's what's scary. All right. One more Christmas thing, and then we're out of here.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low. Lots of mistletoe. Lots of snow and ice. Everywhere we go. Fire singing.
Well, that sounds horrible. So that must be it's time to exit stage left. All right, everybody. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you next Monday, 12 p.m. Mountain Time. Over the next couple days, take a listen to all the episodes, especially the ones at the COVID Facts tab, 263 to 60 to 75, and of course today with Dr. Carrie, Make My Day. That will help you out. That'll get you through it. That will get you through the noise of the junk and the lies that you're about to hear and that you've been hearing. You don't need that. So we got this. We've got to show up though. And you got to pray, plan, and take action. Show up. That's the take action part, remember? All right, out of here.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life,
laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.